KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Get into the holiday spirit at the Shasta College Country Christmas Fair and Tree Sale. Join us Saturday and Sunday, December 6th and 7th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Shasta College Farm. Pick up the perfect Christmas tree, shop for unique holiday gifts, and enjoy festive activities. Make holiday crafts with your children or write a letter to Santa and even meet Father Christmas. Military and first responders receive a special tree discount at checkout. Don't miss this warm and welcoming holiday tradition at the Shasta College Farm.
Out here, Christmas isn't found in bright lights or fancy gifts. It's in the hands that help, the hearts that give, and the neighbors who always show up when it matters most. At Grange Co-op, we're more than a store. We're a family of farmers, friends, and believers who never stop hoping for a better tomorrow. This season, let's gather close and celebrate what truly matters. Love, community, and the magic of being together. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Grange Co-op.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit readingonlinemarketing.com.
Netflix, a website, basically, is buying Warner Brothers for $83 billion. And there are a lot of smart people out there saying that this will change the landscape of entertainment as we know it. And I don't think that's hyperbole. I think that's a real deal. So we're going to go to somebody who knows a thing or two about a thing or two. My old friend from CBS News, from formerly ABC, he's also got a new project in the works. We'll talk to him about that. Matt Wolf, welcome to America at Night. Thanks for checking in, my friend.
Hey, man, long time. What's going on? Are you watching the Jets lately? What are they, like 3-50 now? I don't even know.
I was in such a good mood. We are long-suffering Jet fans. I guess that's why we've bonded all these years.
Yeah, you can say that.
I had somebody recently say to me after one of the losses, they turned to me, they're like, they don't give you guys a whole lot to root for, do they? No, they really don't. No. Somebody caught me once rooting against the Jets, and they said, what are you doing? I thought you were a Jets fan. I'm like, well, I'm rooting against them to lose so they get a better draft pick so I can root for them next year.
Right, and the way I look at it is this, you know, with sports, you have to like a team that is constantly in a state of shift, let's just say. But the Jets, I think, have been in a state of shift for about 30 years now, maybe even more, so I don't know if it's time to throw in the towel, but we'll see. I don't know.
No. I'm going to my grave. I'm going to stick with it. All right, so, Matt, I want to get to the news here first, but you've got news of your own. This is a big deal. You're third here in America. You've got a great entertainment chops. You've been there, done that, but now you've got a new thing on the other side of the pond. What's going on here?
Yeah, I gotta get the Venmo check out and over to you, man. Thank you so much for the plug and bringing this up. So I'm gonna be starting a show overseas called Trendline, and it's gonna be basically a radio feature that's gonna run on English language stations in the UK, the European Union, that sort of thing. So that starts in 2026. We're very excited about it with the good people from Radio Express who I'm partnering up with over there. And, you know, the sky's the limit. We're going to bring the best in music, pop culture, film, entertainment, you know, sort of doing the entertainment updates, a lot of interviews, that sort of thing. And I am incredibly excited about it. And it's going to be a busy 2026. And I have a feeling it's going to be the same for you, man.
Yeah. And you're still going to be doing all your CBS News stuff, though, right?
Yeah. I'm still doing work for CBS News Radio and the good folks there. You know, they're kind enough to keep me on their roster. Also doing things for radio stations in and around the New York City metro and, you know, keeping busy. That's good how deal. It is. And making making billions of dollars, just like Netflix and Warner Brothers is.
so this was shocking, right? Because there was rumors that Paramount was going to buy it, and then we knew there were rumblings. But I don't know if anybody saw Netflix coming up on this deal.
Well, some people did, and we'll get to that in a little while. There's so much to unpack in this thing, but I think it's really super interesting because, first of all, do you remember there was a time when Netflix was that little company sending out DVDs in the red envelope? It was so cute, right? It was so, like, homegrown. I think they were operating out of a garage at that point. Now, like, what? $82.7 billion? Let that sink in. That alone is astounding. That's what you and I make a year in a year here in radio. So, you know, there's that. But anyway, I digress. You know, normally these mergers, McGraw, you know, they're commonplace these days, right? We've seen it happen with Paramount and Skydance. We've seen it happen with Amazon and MGM. So we really shouldn't be too shocked about this, but this is pretty big. It's seismic for a lot of reasons, not just because of the $82.7 billion. But Warner Brothers, let's break it down. Warner Brothers is this legacy studio. When you think of Hollywood, you think of Warner Brothers. I mean, this thing was founded in 1923. It has some of the biggest and most well-known films of all time under its belt. Think about this. I mean, they pioneered the talkies, you know, the very first movies that actually had sound in them. The original Jazz Singer. You've got movies like Casablanca, The Wizard of Oz, more modern stuff like Goodfellas, Barbie, Shawshank Redemption, Batman, Superman, Harry Potter. I mean, the list is absolutely endless here. And the big kind of red flag for everybody right now, and this is just, I've been getting bombarded with emails after emails about this, looking at it from a zillion different ways. The red flag for many is that Netflix is a streamer that is going to be taking over a traditional movie studio. The questions are, how are they going to release films? The span of a movie, for example, now in theaters is usually, what, like 3 months? With the Netflix model now, they don't have to keep stuff in theaters that long. They can, say, come out with Superman 3 and leave that in theaters for a month and then shift it over to your house. You know, that's the rub right now. And it is raising serious questions in Hollywood, especially theater chain owners who have already suffered since the pandemic. I mean, it's, for lack of a better term, this is potentially like kryptonite for that set.
Well, that's the sort of holy grail. That's always been, right? They've survived VCRs. They survived DVDs.
Right.
I don't know if they'll survive streaming because I still love going to the movie, but by the time I get around to going and waiting for a Friday night, it's already on my TV at home, and I got a 80-inch TV, and you know, I don't have to worry about the guy kicking my seat behind me, and so I'll just stay home and watch it.
Well, that's the thing, right? And people grumble, well, it's only the younger people. But, you know, it's also people, you know, especially for Gen X, you know, who discovered streaming, and now streaming is just a part of our lives right now. Let's go back to, I don't know, when was it? I think it was February or March of 2020 when the pandemic first settled in and Disney Plus first came on, and they offered up Frozen 2, which had just been released in theaters in November. I turned and looked at my wife and I said, the game has changed at this point now. What are you talking about? Well, here's what I'm talking about. You and I love movies. We still like to go to the theater. We still love the movie going experience. But you nailed it on the head when you say that, you know, why bother and spend all the money on this popcorn and everything and to get there and to deal with people who are noisy and kicking your seat and everything when I can just wait 2 or 3 months and watch it at home. That's the battle that movie studios and theater owners are facing now. And this thing is not going to make it any easier. I'll tell you that.
Okay, but Netflix gets the studio it wanted, right? They can still back movies with independence and whatever else. But now this is the question. The infrastructure's there for Netflix to own everything, distribution as well as sort of making it all together. I mean, that now they own from beginning to end.
Pretty much. Listen, you have to read the tea leaves here a little bit. Even if Netflix, if this whole thing gets approved, which could take 12 to 18 months, even if Netflix keeps releasing Warner films, you know, in theaters, the schedule, for example, may not be exactly the way that it is now. After this deal was announced, in a call with media analysts, Netflix CEO Ted Sarandos said, "I think the windows will evolve to be much more consumer-friendly, to be able to meet the audience where they are quicker." The key word here, McGraw, evolve. What does that mean? What does that mean? Be able to meet the audience where they are quicker. It's like I was saying before, 3 months versus maybe 1 month in the theaters, and then it goes to your living room. That's problematic for a lot of people out there. And I got to tell you, this whole thing is not being met with open arms, especially by the unions in and around Hollywood. The Directors Guild called a meeting with Netflix to express what they call significant concerns over all this. The Writers Guild, the most vocal, saying this merger must be blocked. They're also warning that this deal would eliminate jobs, reduce wages, raise prices for consumers.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
$110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Termbusters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Termbusters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
We weren't sure adoption would happen for us, but when it did, it happened threefold.
Mary and her husband first met their three children when they became their foster parents. Little did they know that their house would become the siblings' forever home.
We had a help them adjust to the idea that they wouldn't have to leave. Children in foster care have lived and survived so much. We had to help them process their trauma. And now to hear our children say that they know they have a mother and father who take care of us, teach us, and love us means everything.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is committed to finding safe, permanent homes for the longest waiting children in foster care.
I not only love these kids, I am just so proud of them.
You can help. Visit DaveThomasFoundation.org.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
You're listening to America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
Big news today, Netflix buys Warner Brothers for $82 million, and the man who, before they broke it, they called this man Matt Wolf, and he signed off on everything. That's how inside he is, Matt Wolf, entertainment guru for many years. Okay, Matt, so what happens now? You've got I have a Netflix account that I pay, and I have an HBO account that I pay. Do those merge? Do they go away? Do they double in price? Do they get cut in half in price? How does all that work?
We'll get to that in a second, but I just want to read you something quick because, again, we were saying before how I'm just getting like a flurry of emails, it seems, every hour about this and breaking things down. I'm looking at something here from Variety right now that says, among the final hurdles to securing the initial agreement was Warner Brothers Discovery's insistence that Netflix, wait for it, commit to a record-setting $5.8 billion breakup fee should the deal run into resistance, regulatory, or otherwise. What?
Wow.
$5.8 billion, just in case it doesn't work out. Here you go.
Sounds like a football coach. When you fire me, I want $75 million. Okay, great.
Oh,
deal.
Oh, my God. Anyway, all right, so let's look at this a little bit. What it means for the consumer. First of all, this thing has to go through a lot of steps to get approved. This could, as I was saying before, it could take up to a year, 18 months to get things all packed up. Second, viewers aren't going to see any changes right away. It's business as usual. If you're streaming The Sopranos on HBO, nothing's changed right now. You're saying, what about these streaming services coming together like HBO Max and Netflix? Does it merge into one? Possibly. Does it bundle together? Possibly. Does pricing go up or go down? I think that's the big question right there. And then if you want to look at it and peel back the layers even more, you know, do jobs become lost in this process too? You know, every merger out there reduces competition, which is a big part of what keeps prices low for viewers like me and you. You know, think about it. I mean, if the deal does go through, Netflix is going to own the biggest streaming services around, and that leaves their competitors like, say, Apple TV Plus and Peacock, Prime Video. They're all going to scramble to keep up with everything. And if Netflix has all of these titles and the competitors, it's going to pale in comparison. It could raise the prices. So that's the thing, because right now, look around with the economy. Everybody's slowly tweaking their prices up. Okay, you want this service without ads? That's another $5. Okay, then maybe I'll bundle that together, and then maybe I got this, that, and the other thing. And next thing you know, you're paying all this money for all this streaming services. It's going to go up even more. So where does that leave the consumer? You know, it's going to leave their head scratching a little bit and their wallets a little bit more emptier, I predict, but who knows?
Matt Wolf, I got about 3 minutes left. Scarlett Johansson is going to be in a Batman movie. Isn't that like the National League playing an American League team? What's going on here?
Yeah, right? You know, that raised a lot of eyebrows before the 82-point gazillion merger thing happening. Scarlett Johansson, you know, she is not at home waiting on Colin Jost, I will tell you that. Big week for her. She's reportedly being cast in the Batman Part 2, which is also owned by Warner Brothers, which would be out in October of 2020. Now, reportedly, Emma Stone bowed out of this. She had a part there, and now ScarJo is stepping in. And she's been really busy getting her affairs in order for 2026. You know, she's got another shooting schedule going on. She's going to be in a new Exorcist film for Blumhouse under Mike Flanagan. So they're going to try to figure out how we're going to make these two movies together. But the bigger deal is people like you and I, we associate her with Black Widow from like 8 Marvel films for a decade. There was some hope where maybe she would be coming back, even though Natasha Romanoff died, her character in Avengers Endgame, but it looks like that window is gone, at least this iteration of the character.
Has there ever been a crossover character that went from Marvel to DC or DC to Marvel?
Well, we've been seeing some jumps. I mean, the biggest one is not so much of a character or an actor, but you've got James Gunn, who headed up Guardians of the Galaxy, those three movies that made billions for Marvel. And now, where does he work? DC Studios, which is owned by Warner Brothers. So you see how all of this is tying in together. So it's not unheard of.
So I'll leave you with this.
Mm.
I don't know, you probably know this, but people probably forgot this. Back in 2000, as you're mentioning Netflix, right, you'd send away for a DVD, and they'd send it to you in an envelope, and you'd watch it, and you'd send it back. At that point in 2000, Netflix offered itself to Blockbuster for $50 million. And Blockbuster said, "We don't need you. We're Blockbuster. We've got a store on every corner."
Yeah, now, go figure.
25 years later, they're buying Warner Brothers for $80 billion, and Blockbuster's never been heard from again.
Well, do you remember the comment that Jeff Bukes made back in 2010? He was the CEO of Warner Brothers' parent company, Time Warner, at the time. And they asked him, you know, if Netflix was going to be a threat to the big studios. And he compared it to the military of Albania. His quote, "It's a little bit like this. The Albanian army going to take over the world? I don't think so." Well, guess what?
Albania just bought him. Wow, that's an amazing story.
Well.
Unbelievable. All right, Matt Wolf, we got to go. We look forward to all of your future endeavors. We look forward to you coming back on the show. How do people get a hold of you?
Sounds good, man. You can check me out on Instagram, Matt Wolf on Air, also on X under the same handle, Matt Wolf with an E, also on Facebook.
Matt, thanks for taking the time for us on a busy Friday night. Go back to the wife and enjoy your Friday night, and we'll talk to you down the road.
And go Jets!
There you go. Matt Wolf, let's go. Let's go Jets. All right, stay right there. We got more to get to. We're going to talk to a soldier, a Marine, about the boats and the shooting down of the boats. Stay right there. McGraw-Millhaven, America at Night, back in a moment.
This is America.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR, your talk radio show.
Mm-hmm.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us December 3rd through December 5th as we broadcast live from Las Vegas, where we take a look behind the scenes and interview some of the top names in rodeo in America.
It's the National Finals Rodeo, or NFR. Tune in, listen in, and follow us on Facebook Live and on KCNR1460.com.
Free Fire Radio and all of us from the KCNR studios want to thank our special sponsor for making a possible show live on the road from Las Vegas.
We'll be reporting from the Thomas and Mack Center and from South Point Arena where the action happened.
Many thanks to our sponsors.
Redding Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino,
Shasta Regional Medical Center, the Redding Chamber of Commerce,
Jones Ford, and Wonderland Signs.
Join us December 3rd through the 5th as we broadcast live from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights. Open on select dates now through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights. Plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, model trains, and more. Upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Turtle Bay members save $5 per ticket. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
36. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class exam required to qualify.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
This message is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Each week, VA sends an email to over 13 million veterans across the country. It's jam-packed with resources like free concert tickets, farming assistance, workout programs, national park passes, and veteran discounts on hundreds of services, plus access to local events for veterans and their families, and even barbecue sandwiches, all at no cost. One can also find job listings, career mentoring opportunities from Fortune 500 CEOs, small business help, and information on home loans. Are you in the know? Subscribe for free at va.gov/vetresources. To learn more about the federal, state, nonprofit, and private sector resources available to veterans and their families, that's va.gov/vetresources.
You're listening to America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
The boat strike story just will not go away. It's been all week, and our inaugural week, we haven't had a chance to talk to one of the experts, which is why we're so fortunate tonight to talk to retired Brigadier General from the Air Force, Blaine Holt. Blaine, an Air Force veteran, part of a NATO deputy, C-17 commander, and our guest for the next couple of minutes. Mr. Holt, welcome to America at Night. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, great to be with you, McGraw. How are you?
So break it down for us. You've been there. You've done that. What? Take us through what you think happened and or what your thoughts are as you watch this story.
Yeah, so the very first we heard of this, the first thing I can tell you was I knew that we were looking at a narrative in progress because Hegseth's job is the CEO of the world's largest enterprise, and he has zero time to be sorting out who lives and dies on a battlefield. And the same goes for his four-star subordinates. So you get rules of engagement. And what we knew is that this, once the sunlight hit the air and the disinfectant came out and the briefings went on to Capitol Hill, it would all sort itself out. Now what I would like to see is, okay, let's go back. You created your narrative on day one of this drug war or the cartel war. And then 5 weeks later, magically, you're trying to sow discord in the military about illegal orders, and you all button up and say, well, I don't know what's illegal. And then a week later, we have the, oh, now we know that there was an illegal order. Well, this is all crap. They're going to go back to their narrative workshop and try to build up something else. But this is all just the swamp's cold civil war and going against Trump. But they're using the military at a time when the military is in operations, and I think that's disgusting.
So, but back up a second. I mean, and I get that in the fog of war, and I get all of those things. But what are the rules of engagement with something like this? I mean, what is acceptable? What isn't acceptable?
Sure. Well, you have a military objective. In this case, the military objective is a gun running or a drug running boat. They hit the boat. They monitor for what activity is happening. My understanding is that they have two bad guys that are swimming back to the boat trying to rescue drugs, get them in there so that they can be picked up by another drug-running boat and be rescued. Well, that means they're still in the fight. If they wanted to be surrendered to the United States of America, stay in the water, we'll get to you, we'll pick you up. But if you go back to your boat and try to salvage drugs, you're now back in play, and we will tag you. It has nothing to do with any senior officer saying, kill them all. I've been at war for 30 years, McGraw, and we're professionals. We don't do that.
So forgetting whether it's an illegal order or not, because, one could argue that 100 different ways, and in the instance and in the moment, that's an impossible standard to sort of dissect 2 months later on a radio show where we weren't here and whatever else. I mean, right? That's just sure. Unfair. But what is interesting is I don't know if these guys are blown out of the water. Like now, apparently, we know they were there for a half hour, 45 minutes when the second strike hit. How far away was a Coast Guard or another ship that could have rescued them if that was the call? Right? I mean, wouldn't they have drowned anyway?
No. We do have what we call CSAR or combat search and rescue forces that can get to them. But to your point, and it's a good one, we've introduced something new to this battle space. The Fourth Fleet is now working with robots, with drones that don't have anybody on board, with autonomous vehicles or semi-autonomous vehicles rather that are submersed, some above surface, some that are in the air, working together so that we can cover more ground and be more efficient. In other words, if there's any kind of drug boat coming off, some of them in the old days would have had a chance of getting through our net. No longer is that the case. But if they had sat still and clung on to something that was floating, then they could have been picked up by one of our helicopters. In fact, they would have had intelligence value, and that would have been quite good to have them on board one of our ships being asked questions.
What do you make of, and I know it's very partisan, and Democrats are making hay out of this, which is not sort of surprising, but what do you make of the Rand Pauls of the world? What do you make of the other generals, the other military people who are coming out who are questioning how this happened?
You know, there's the theme in D.C. I liken it to a cold civil war, but the theme in D.C., and there is no aisle. It's just get Trump. Get Trump. Get anything on him you can. We tried impeachments and lawfare and took some shots at him, but the machine is about get Trump. So you'll see politicized generals. You'll see folks who will dub themselves military strategy experts, but it's all about the same idea, which is, oh, is this something we can hang on the administration? And the thing that disgusts me is, look, I get politics is a dirty sport, sharp elbows, but leave our military alone, please. It's hard enough. The president is waging what I think is the most significant war since World War II, if he's going to pull the cartels in, because the cartels aren't just drugs. They get to every illicit activity in this world, including bad actors in the intelligence community, shadow bankers, the Chinese Communist Party, Iran. It's all a vascular system that's enabled by the cartels. And we are in danger here in the United States on every single main street in America as they get pressured and they decide, oh, we're going to activate terror cells here because they all work together. And so this should not be political folly in D.C. This should be a unifying moment that, yes, we have to protect our nation here at home.
I get the get Trump faction, you know, Trump can't do anything right. But is there not some criticism for him pardoning the president who was convicted of bringing tons and tons of cocaine into the world? Or better yet, cryptocurrency, which is a cartel used for transferring money back and forth outside the grid? I mean, aren't there those some of the things we could be doing to stop some of these drugs coming in and helping other war on drugs that we're not only not doing, but actually promoting?
Oh, no, absolutely. So my politics are very clear. I've got enough venom for both sides. I agree with that. There is a hefty amount of criticism that could go in the Trump camp's direction about unforced errors. Now, on the crypto thing, it's a little different for me because I have been read into programs about how money gets laundered, and if they didn't have crypto, there's no change to anything. The crypto thing is just a red herring. Don't pick on the Bitcoin kids. But in terms of what you're saying that has great validity, we have to be highly selective about what efforts we're doing. Are you pardoning somebody? Are you getting what is the second and third order effects of everything we're doing? And I'll tell you what's really dangerous is if we don't get into a season of accountability in D.C. on all of this lawfare and political fare that's been going on, we're going to hurt our country. We really are. And it'll just escalate. It'll get worse. This seditious six nonsense that's tied to now apparently this boat strike, it doesn't go to a good place. And so what I would recommend is that the DOJ gets active in a very nonpartisan way about evaluating and weighing evidence and showing transparency to the American people.
What do you make of the argument people saying that this double tap, if you will, makes our troops less safe in the field because if they do this to us, that makes our troops less safe?
I think it's ridiculous. I think you could go back to the Obama years, and Obama had 450 drones strikes over Pakistan, a non-belligerent in a war, never talked to Congress, never talked to anybody. And then I remember the day that Osama bin Laden bought it, and it's like Obama was standing up on TV and thumping his chest as if he killed him himself, putting our own troops in harm's way. And then the botched Kabul thing, which is another story we could spend an entire radio program on. But the being safe for our forces, and out of an abundance of caution saying, nope, they're going to stay belligerents. They're going back to that boat. They're going to put those drugs in, and then they're going to pull in another boat. You can't know the opposite side's intent. And so if you're trying to be safe and just say, okay, just let's finish this off, then you do that. Had they sat there in the water, they'd probably still be breathing oxygen because they would have really good intelligence value.
I leave you with this. I You talk to the drug experts. We've all been affected by drugs in one way, shape, or form. We've seen the heroin epidemic come in, right? We've seen big pharma sort of, you know, give these prescription pain pills, and now fentanyl, and, you know, now it's meth, and, you know, with the Sudafed, and, it's heartbreaking what we've gone through the last 20 years in this country. But isn't it true that most drugs come in, through tunnels and planes, and the boat that is blown up it's a quarter that.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
So a lot of the cartel bosses scream bloody murder into their phones, and now we're getting intelligence from all of the wonderful toys that we have, and now we get to go have a much more effective campaign on the illicit activity in this world. It's wonderful. Great strategy.
Brigadier General Air Force veteran Blaine Holt is with us on a busy, busy Friday night. Sir, we thank you for your time. We thank you for your service, and we hope to talk to you down the road.
Thanks much, McGraw. Anytime.
You got it. You got it. That's Brigadier General Blaine Holt joining us for a couple minutes. Good to get all points of view on this topic. Stay right there. I got a great story for you to tell about Warner Brothers. And then next hour, we're going to talk about monarch butterflies. Believe it or not, they're putting GPS systems on monarch butterflies to track the flight of the monarch butterfly from Canada to Mexico. It's an incredible story. We'll do that. And then, of course, open phones a little bit later on. Stay right there. America at Night. We're just getting started. Back in a moment.
America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven, where the nation comes to talk.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
My Patriot Supply, America's most trusted survival food company, wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas. As our gift to you, we've got an amazing deal on survival food kits. Buy one, gift two. That's right, for a limited time, when you grab our best-selling 4-week emergency food kit, we'll include 2 1-week kits free to hand out as gifts. That's 4 weeks of emergency food for you, and 2 ready-to-give gifts for anyone on your list who's into preparedness, or anyone who needs a nudge in that direction. But they're only available for a limited time. Grab yours at MyPatriotSupply.com and give the gift of food security this Christmas. With 2,000 calories per day, 16 delicious meal and snack varieties, and up to 25-year shelf life, it's no wonder our 4-week food kit is the best-selling emergency food supply of all time. But the buy one, gift two Christmas special won't last long. So claim yours now at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45, non-smoker, can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month, level rate for 10 years. Or a man aged 50, non-smoker, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-smoker rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Serving in Vietnam, a grenade took my ability to see. I'm Michael Naranjo, and I'm a veteran. Today, I'm a sculptor. My fingers are my
eyes. DAV helps veterans like Michael get the benefits they've earned. They help more than a million veterans every year.
With DAV, more veterans can shape their lives into a thing of beauty. My victory is bringing beauty into the world.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Relax. You're listening to America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
By the way, those who are singing the praises of artificial intelligence, before they were singing the praises of artificial intelligence, they were singing the praises of the metaverse. Do you remember this? Where everybody would be walking around with fake glasses, right? Augmented reality glasses, and this is how we'd live our lives. Whoever thought that was a good deal? Well, Facebook did, and that's why they changed their name from Facebook to Meta. Well, now comes word that Mark Zuckerberg has announced that after years of virtual reality not working and putting billions of dollars into it, they're going to start cutting budgets and laying people off. And the investors are so happy, Facebook's stock, or should I say Meta's stock, went up 3% yesterday after the news that he's no longer going to be investing in the augmented reality. Full steam ahead for artificial intelligence, which clearly is going to change the world. And, of course, they're the smartest people in the world. All right, so I got a story for you. I have enough time to tell you the story. A couple of years ago, we're going back a couple of years now. Well, maybe that's a good long time ago, maybe about 10, 15 years ago. I found myself in Los Angeles, and I had an opportunity to go visit the Warner Brothers lot. And we get on the lot, and we were, as they say, taking a meeting. And so we met with a couple of producers, And we sat in his classic movie scene, right? You walk in through these nice little bungalows, and it was on the second floor, and you walk up, and you go down to whatever door, and you knock on the door, and they welcome you in, and there's an outer office, and good to see you, and they got, you know, movie posters strewn all over the place, and then you go to a back room, and they have a little sitting area, and they got some fruit on the table, and they come in, and it was pure Hollywood, and it was a blast. But it was as typical as you would expect taking a meeting with some producers in Hollywood on the Warner Brothers lot. So we have a very nice meeting. These people couldn't have been any nicer, and we were just sort of, I was with somebody, and we were having a conversation, and they were making a movie, and my buddy was kind of in the movie business, and I was along for the ride and everything else. So at the end of the meeting, they said, we can't go to lunch, but we want you to go to lunch. And we're like, okay, well, yeah, sure, we'll grab lunch. They said, no, you have to go to lunch on the Warner Brothers lot, and you have to go to the cafeteria. So I was like, really? Oh, okay, you know, great. Was the food in the cafeteria all that great? They said, no, trust us. You're going to want to go have lunch at the Warner Brothers lot in the cafeteria. So, okay, fine. So we say our goodbyes, and we walk out, and as we're walking to the cafeteria, you've got to walk, you know, down and around, and, you know, and so we end up walking down what looked like one of the streets from NYPD Blue. And you're like, wait a minute, this is weird. This is a street in New York City, but it's not a street in New York City. And they had like an old computer storefront with what looked like a dusty Macintosh computer, right, from the 80s. And you're like, because it looked like an old computer shop from the streets of New York. It was really very bizarre and really kind of messed with your senses. So we get to the cafeteria at the Warner Brothers lot, and we go in, and there's no way to describe how bizarre this was. Everybody was having lunch, but it wasn't the Jennifer Anistons and the Ben Afflecks of the world. It was all the extras. So you see a guy eating a ham sandwich, and he's dressed as a mummy. And you're like, well, that's weird. But the mummy is sitting next to a guy dressed like Abraham Lincoln eating pea soup. And then the guy behind him is having a conversation, smoking a cigarette with a fake axe in his head and like fake blood coming down his forehead. And they were extras in a horror movie or some, you know, medical drama or some historical whatever. It was the weirdest lunch we've ever had because you had these just people who were, you know, you had a guy in a wheelchair with his leg up and his face was sort of wrapped in, you know, cotton, and he was having a conversation with you, and you're like, are you all right? He's like, it's my uniform. I didn't want to take it off. I just want to grab a quick sandwich. It was one of the more bizarre days I've ever had. If you ever get a chance, the cafeteria at the Warner Brothers lot, it's great viewing. All right, the music says we're done. Alex Hinton is our executive producer. Richard Good is our engineer tonight. I'm McGraw Milhaven, and this.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45, non-smoker, can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month, level rate for 10 years. Or a man aged 50, non-smoker, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20
years. Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Association. Text.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. The Supreme Court will decide the fate of President Trump's birthright citizenship order.
Trump's order says that children born to parents who are in the U.S. illegally or temporarily are not considered American citizens. The justices will hear Trump's appeal of a lower court ruling that struck down those citizenship restrictions. Birthright citizenship is the first Trump immigration-related policy to reach the Supreme Court for a final ruling. The case will be argued before the Supreme Court in the spring, with a definitive ruling expected by early summer. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
To give baby the shot or not, there's a revised recommendation for the parents of newborns.
A federal vaccine advisory committee is abandoning its long-standing advice that all babies get hepatitis B shots at birth. For decades, the government advised all infants be vaccinated against the liver infection right after birth. Well, now the committee recommends the birth dose only for babies whose mothers test positive. For others, it will be up to the parents and their doctors to decide if a birth dose is appropriate. Rich Thomason, Washington.
A federal judge has given the Justice Department permission to release transcripts of a grand jury investigation into Jeffrey Epstein's abuse of underage girls in Florida. The case ultimately ended without any federal charges being filed against the millionaire sex offender. U.S. District Judge Rodney Smith said Friday that a recent passed federal law ordering the release of records related to the cases overrode the usual rules about grand jury secrecy. When the documents will be released is unknown. Netflix has struck a deal to buy Warner Brothers Discovery and the Hollywood giant behind HBO Max and other channels. The $72 billion deal announced earlier today will bring together two of the biggest players in television and film and potentially reshape the entertainment industry. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Just how good is Pure Talk's current deal for unlimited wireless? Well, you might say it's the deal of your lifetime. Because right now, for just $29.95 a month, Pure Talk is offering unlimited talk, text, and data for life. Not your phone's life, your life. This is Pure Talk's top-tier plan. It comes with a crazy-fast 5G network along with a 30-gig hotspot. And at just $29.95 a month, there has never been a better opportunity to lock in a ridiculously low rate for as long as you live. And save thousands and thousands of dollars along the way. This plan is normally $65 a month, but if you switch today, you will save over 50% every single month for the rest of your life. See what I mean? It really is the deal of your lifetime. Dial #250, say micro. Offer ends 12/7. Some restrictions apply. Details at puretalk.com.
FIFA has awarded its new Peace Prize to President Trump.
It's an unusual break from tradition for the sport-focused soccer organization, whose president has become close allies with President Trump. The ceremony took place on Friday during the 2026 World Cup draw at the Kennedy Center in Washington. The FIFA president had said he thought that President Trump should have won the Nobel Prize this year for his efforts to broker a ceasefire in Gaza. Bob Agnew reporting.
The nation's freight railroads are going to be able to try relying more on technology and inspect their tracks less often as the federal government approved their waiver request earlier today. The Association of American Railroads Trade Group asked for the relief from the inspection requirements because railroads believe the automated track inspection technology they use is so good at spotting problems early that human inspections aren't needed as frequently. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Stocks are once again inching closer to higher records. Seth Sutel has more from New York.
Stocks rose to the edge of their all-time high on Wall Street. The S&P 500 rose 0.2% Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 104 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 0.3%. The modest moves capped a quiet week for Wall Street following weeks of sharp swings. Warner Brothers Discovery rose 6.3%. Netflix said it would buy Warner Brothers after it splits off from Discovery Global. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury climbed to 4.13%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Groundbreaking architect Frank Gehry, who is behind the acclaimed Guggenheim Museum in Bilbao, Spain, and Disney Concert Hall in Los Angeles, has died. He was 96. He died earlier today in his home after a brief respiratory illness. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Back to school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered too. Happy hour, 7 days a week from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Get into the holiday spirit at the Shasta College Country Christmas Fair and Tree Sale. Join us Saturday and Sunday, December 6th and 7th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Shasta College Farm. Pick up the perfect Christmas tree. Shop for unique holiday gifts and enjoy festive activities. Make holiday crafts with your children or write a letter to Santa and even meet Father Christmas. Military and first responders receive a special tree discount at checkout. Don't miss this warm and welcoming holiday tradition at the Shasta College Farm.
At night. Here's your host, McGraw-Milhaven.
We got a story for you tonight. Our inaugural week is coming to an end, but before we get out of here, do we have a story for you? The monarch butterfly. If you know anything about the monarch butterfly, it is one of the most unique stories Mother Nature has ever created, and we are in for a great treat tonight because there was a story, an article in the New York Times a couple weeks ago about how they're starting to put GPS trackers on monarch butterflies and track them from Canada to Mexico. And so we went and got what is considered the foremost expert on monarch butterflies, Dr. Chip Taylor, founder of Monarch Watch at the University of Kansas. Doctor, thanks for joining us here on America at Night.
Oh, McGraw, good to be with you.
So take me through your journey. When did you fall in love with the monarch butterfly and decide to dedicate your professional life to the monarch butterfly?
Well, it's a long story, but I grew up in Minnesota where I had a lot of exposure to monarch butterflies as a kid, and I raised a lot of them, and I probably go back even earlier when I spent my summers with my grandmother up in northern Wisconsin. We raised all kinds of bugs at that point, and I became kind of a nature boy with my grandmother's permission, and that led to a career in biology, and eventually I ended up with doing work on another group of butterflies called sulfur butterflies, and was involved with a great project with them, with many students involved, and then I discovered, unfortunately, that I was very allergic to those butterflies. And that drove me into another adventure, and that was to work with the so-called killer bees in South America. So I spent about 22 years working with killer bees down in South America and all the way until they came up into the United States. And once they got into the U.S. in 1990, it was clear that the funding for that work was going to disappear. Everything was going to go into molecular genetics. And I could see that happening, and there wouldn't be any money for this type of work I wanted to do with honeybees. I was really in love with honeybees, but I just wasn't going to see it, be able to support students and so on going forward. So I looked for something else. And I was teaching a course in field ecology to a bunch of students here at the University of Kansas, graduate students. And we were looking for projects for the students to get quantitative data and ask serious questions and try to get the answers to those questions. And I happened to stumble upon the fact that the monarch butterfly migrations in the fall, when I was teaching the course, really came through Lawrence, Kansas, in great numbers. And I said, well, all right, we'll start some projects with those. As I got to looking at all of this, looking at all the literature on the monarch migration, it became very clear that there were a lot of unanswered questions. And so in 1992, we decided to start a little research project with monarch butterflies by applying tags to the wings of those butterflies and following up with a tagging program that would reveal a lot more information about this migration. Anyway, that's how it started. It started in particular with two press releases. One went to the Des Moines Register in the fall of 1992, I should say. And it appeared on the first page of the Des Moines Register asking for volunteers to tag monarch butterflies. We were overwhelmed by the response. We had over 500 responses in just a matter of 10 days or so. It was all we could do to keep up with taking all the information because we didn't have cell phones then. We didn't have the internet then. And it was really difficult to keep up with that whole progress.
Yeah. So what is it about the monarch butterfly that is different from other butterflies?
Well, these people responded because everybody seems to be intrigued by this migration. There's a fantastic migration underway here. These butterflies migrate up to 2,000, maybe even almost 3,000 miles to get to the overwintering sites in Mexico. Those sites were not discovered until 1975, believe it or not, by science. The locals knew about them, but the scientists didn't know about them. So when we offered people the opportunity in Iowa and in Texas through those press releases to get involved, they jumped on it. And because people want to contribute to science, they wanted to contribute to knowledge of this butterfly. It has a spectacular, unknown, mysterious migration. It is collectible and charismatic in its own right because it's beautiful, it's slow, it's easily caught. You can easily handle it without disrupting it or breaking it. And so a tough butterfly was available for tagging, and people wanted to tag it, and they loved it. It gets them outside. They can swing a net. They can jump for joy when they catch one, and then they can take it out of the net delicately. We teach them how to tag the butterflies, and that's how the whole thing gets started. And it just took off from there. I had a partner at that time, and he, Brad Williamson, and he suggested that we get teachers and students involved. I didn't think that was going to work, but it worked out tremendously. We had a terrific response from teachers and students to this program, and that just took off. And that's really how we started Monarch Watch and how we expanded it after that.
Crowdsourcing before it was such a thing called crowdsourcing. So give us a sense. I want to get to the GPS stuff, which is the next generation. But the monarch butterfly, is this correct that it starts in Canada and it ends in Mexico? And I mean, we're talking hundreds of millions. I mean, how many monarch butterflies are we talking about makes this journey every year?
I wish we knew, but it's one heck of a lot of monarchs. I mean, it's here. What the only measure we really have of this population is when they're clustered up in Mexico. And when they're clustered up in Mexico on these OML fir trees in the mountains of Mexico, you can go around and measure the area of trees that are occupied. And then you can come up with some estimates that are sort of fuzzy sort of math in terms of how you do this. But measuring the area and then measuring the total number of butterflies in that area. And it turns out that the estimate is that we have 21.5 million butterflies per hectare, which a hectare is about 2.5 acres. So you can imagine about 3 football fields of area. You got 21 million butterflies. That's, and then you got 2 or 3 or 4 and up to 18 hectares of butterflies. So at some point in the history, like 1996, we had probably close to probably close to a billion butterflies in Mexico. Now, the population has gone way down since then. So now we're looking at 40, 50, 60 million butterflies overwintering in Mexico. Now, here's the thing about the total number of monarchs that are entering that migration. Through our tagging program, based on the number of recoveries and interpretations and estimates and so on, it looks like only about 15% of the butterflies that start the migration actually get to Mexico. So there's tremendous mortality during the migration. And that's, of course, of real interest. We've got to know something about that mortality. There are a lot of the butterflies get hit by vehicles. A lot of the butterflies starve to death because there are droughts. So it's a very dynamic process. We get to watch this butterfly live and die in front of us. And it's unusual in that we have access to every part of their life history, which we don't have for very many other organisms.
Yeah, hold that thought, Professor. Chip Taylor is our guest. He is one of the foremost experts in the world on the monarch butterfly and the founder of the Monarch Watch at the University of Kansas. We are just getting started. Just getting started. Back in a moment, America at Night. Back in one moment.
From the heart of America, this is America at Night with McGraw-Millhaven.
My Patriot Supply, America's most trusted survival food company, wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas. As our gift to you, we've got an amazing deal on survival food kits. Buy one, gift two. That's right, for a limited time, when you grab our best-selling four-week emergency food kit, we'll include 2 one-week kits free to hand out as gifts. That's 4 weeks of emergency food for you, and 2 ready-to-give gifts for anyone on your list who's into preparedness, or anyone who needs a nudge in that direction. But they're only available for a limited time. Grab yours at MyPatriotSupply.com and give the gift of food security this Christmas with 2,000 calories.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an intricate part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, selling your favorite guns since 1962. This November, we honor all veterans for your service and sacrifices as we approach the holidays. Jones's Fort would like to express our gratitude and acknowledge their willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice and recognize their commitment to freedom, patriotism, family, and hard work. Jones's Fort could not have prospered these last 64 years without the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Coming to you from the heart of the nation, this is America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
Dr. Chip Taylor is the founder of Monarch Watch at the University of Kansas. He's a longtime Jayhawk, and he's also one of the foremost experts on the monarch butterfly. Doctor, what is it about Mother Nature? Why do they fly to Mexico? Do they go there to mate? What's the point of the trip to Mexico?
Well, it's to get out of the cold. in this country, if you're in Florida, you call them snowbirds, right? So,
right.
Yeah, we have a lot of people that migrate south in the winter to get out of the cold, and the butterflies are doing the same thing. This is basically a tropical subtropical latitude group of butterflies. This group of butterflies is about 150 different species out there in the world. And none of them live permanently in the temperate regions. They are all subtropical and tropical in origin, and so they can't take the cold. So they've got to have some way of getting out of the cold and dealing with wet and dry conditions. And we have butterflies in the same group that migrate back and forth across India. They migrate in Taiwan and so on. But they're not monarch butterflies, but they're closely related. So it's a genetic group that has a certain attribute that they have to overcome, and one of those is the inability to deal with really freezing weather. They can deal with 32, maybe 28, maybe 27, but they start dying when you get much below freezing. So they've got to get out of town, and they get out of town, and the question is, how do they do it? How do they recognize when? How do they manage to get to Mexico? I mean, this is a two-and-a-half-month trip. Holy smokes. I mean, how can a butterfly that weighs half a gram, if you take Tylenol, they've got 50 or 500 milligram tablets. Imagine a 500 milligram tablet with wings flying 2.5 months. That's what you're dealing with when you're talking about a monarch butterfly. And so they have to get to Mexico and when they go to Mexico, they go to these forests in the mountains in this kind of transvolcanic route, mountain range that they call it. And these OML fir forests are up at about 10,000 to 10,005 feet. And the butterflies get in there. And in the daytime, the temperatures get up to 60. And at nighttime, they get down to about 30. So the butterflies really have a problem there. There is freezing weather there. The treetops freeze. The ground level freezes. So the butterflies tend to accumulate in the mid-level of the trees. in absolutely the tens and tens and tens of thousands, to the point where there is, as I said before, about 21 million butterflies per hectare, which is about 2.5 football fields. And it's just an amazing phenomenon. When the winds hit those butterflies, if the temperature is right, or if a bird comes by or something other disturbs them, there's an absolute cascade, an absolute snowfall, a blizzard of butterflies that comes down, and you can hear them. I mean, you can hear butterfly wings slapping against the air and each other, and it's you can be 15 feet apart when this is happening and not be able to see the other person. You have so many butterflies between.
It's so extraordinary. Yeah. Let me ask a stupid question. They don't fly back in the spring, and so the caterpillars, or do they?
No. They do fly back in the spring. That's the incredible thing. They go there through the winter. They spend about 4 months in the winter, and then the survivors, and we don't know the percentage that survive, but it's probably less than 50% that survive the winter, and then they come back in the spring. And as they come back in the spring, they have about a 600 to 800 mile traverse back to get to Texas, then they start laying eggs on the milkweeds in Texas, and they produce a generation in Texas and Oklahoma and in the southern states, and then the offspring from that progeny, the progeny from that that mating, head north as well, and they go all the way up to Winnipeg, and that first generation goes up to Winnipeg, and then there's a lot of milkweed up there, and so most of the breeding butterflies that come back to Mexico in the fall are from north of 40. So I think you're in St. Louis, right? So
yeah.
It would be north of you that most of the monarchs originate that migrate in the fall. And it's just, you know, it's a two-way migration. It's really unique in the insect world. There's no other two-way migration like this. And it's in many respects like a bird migration, except that the individuals that are in the migration are not making it back all the way to where they originated from. They're stopped short because they're reproducing themselves to death. I mean, this is like a salmon run. If you've ever been up to Alaska and watched these salmon runs, as I have, it's just remarkable. I mean, you get these masses of fish, tens of thousands, millions even, making a run on the river only to die after they reproduce. And that's essentially what the monarch is doing when it goes north in the spring.
It is just an incredible story. All right, we got a lot more to get to. I got a break for the top of the hour break. I have about a minute or so. But do they all go to Mexico? Because some of the GPS tracking in the story, they go through Florida, and then they fly through the Caribbean to Mexico, or do they do this in Mexico or only in Mexico?
Yeah, there's a lot of butterflies that go to Florida, and there's a condition of the fall butterflies. They are non-reproductive. So they go to Florida, and if it gets really warm in Florida, they break that diapause, we call it, and they become reproductive. They lay a lot of eggs, and they go through several generations in Florida. There are a small number of butterflies that go right through Florida to Cuba, and occasionally some of them from Cuba go to Mexico, but we don't know what happens after that. So there's still a lot of things to be answered here, and this is where those tags are going to come in handy.
So you started with the tags, but now you get the GPS, and so you're literally putting AirPod trackers on these monarch butterflies.
You can call them that. Yeah, they're basically UPS. I'm getting ahead of myself and I'm confusing myself. They're basically Bluetooth sensitive devices. So they're putting out a signal. They're putting out a radio signal because it's a solar powered device that you're putting on a butterfly. And the solar powers pick up enough energy to send off a signal in the right frequency to be detected by Bluetooth devices. And that's what's really making this all work. There's a lot of Bluetooth devices out there that are sensitive to that particular signal put out by those tags. And those tags put out a signal about every 3 seconds. They only put out signals when the sun is shining, and usually when they're moving. And so there are so many Bluetooth devices out here that you can actually see where the butterflies are flying close to highways because there's a lot of Bluetooth in cars.
Hold that thought. Because you can track this on your own phone, can you not?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Hold that thought. We'll come back and talk more about that and what they're finding now that they're putting GPS trackers on monarch butterflies. Dr. Chip Taylor, founder of Monarch Watch at the University of Kansas. This is America at Night. Don't go anywhere. Back in a moment.
This is America at Night with McGraw-Millhaven.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.us.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Reading Kia is celebrating this season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Reading Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Reading Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at readingkia.com.
Required to qualify.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down,
A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
Pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Loss of sight won't blind our vision. Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community.
The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org.
A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Welcome to America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
We are enjoying the founder of Monarch Watch at the University of Kansas. Dr. Chip Taylor is telling us all about the monarch butterfly, and it is an extraordinary conversation. We thank you very much, Doctor, for your time. Now we get to the interesting part. So you started this Monarch Watch in 1992 when you started tracking them, and you had volunteers help you tracking them. Now, because of technology, you're able to use these Bluetooth-enabled GPS trackers. First off, give us a sense of how many have been put on monarch butterflies, and give us a sense of what you're learning, because I suspect this is all new data for you now.
Yeah. So just to be very, very clear, we did not develop these devices. They were developed by Cellular Tracking Technologies in Cape May, New Jersey, and they work with the Cape May Point Arts and Science Center to bring this thing out. And they started this this fall by sending tags to a colleague of ours, Dr. Greg Mitchell, up in Canada. And he put the tags on about 30 butterflies, and they flew across the lake, and they survived miraculously. And they started moving across Ohio, and everybody started getting excited. So all of a sudden, a lot of other groups were invited to participate in this tagging event. And the tags are applied, and they're activated in the sun, and the butterflies start moving. And it's just amazing. It's mesmerizing to see these tracking devices pick up these Bluetooth enabled sensors radio tags. It's basically a radio signal that goes out. It's picked up by the Bluetooth, and it doesn't have a long range. You can't pick up the signal for more than maybe 100 yards or 150 yards with most devices, but most Bluetooth devices. And the butterflies have got to be pretty close to people as they move across the country. And it tells you that there are a tremendous number of Bluetooth devices out there, because some of these butterflies have had thousands of detections. And each detection gives you a point on a map, and that point on a map gives you GPS coordinates. It gives you latitude and longitude, and it also provides you with an opportunity to link in the climatic data. And the climatic data tells you the conditions under which the butterfly is flying. It tells you what the wind speed is, what the wind direction is, what the temperature is, maybe even how much sunlight there is. And all of that is really valuable information to understand how the butterfly processes what's going on and how it gets to where it needs to go. Now, one of the things that's come out of this is the fact that the wind is a really big factor, and so is the temperature. The temperature and the wind can hold these butterflies back. They don't like to fly when it's 90 degrees. They don't like to fly into southwest winds. And so we're getting a pretty good picture of how that's working. We're also getting a pretty good picture of what happens when the butterflies get blown off course, and we're learning that they get up blown off course a lot. So when you get blown off course, what do you do? Yeah, I mean, these butterflies don't have a brain to rationalize that, hey, I'm in Nebraska when I should be in Iowa. They don't have any sort of cognitive sense of what's going on. Yet what they do is compensate in some way for where they've been displaced, and they course correct. It might take them 2, 3, 4 days to do this. They're invertebrates, after all. They're cold-blooded. They're not instantly responding to change. But the course corrections are just amazing. I mean, they can be blown 100 miles out of the way and still, over the next week or so, work their way back to the original path. Now, that's pretty remarkable, and we've got to understand how that happens. But they apparently are using some sort of geological references, perhaps the Earth's magnetic field. That's the most likely scenario. And they're getting back on course, and they're finding where they need to go. Now, that's not to say that there aren't butterflies that are lost. There are. There are butterflies that are blown out to sea. There are butterflies that are blown too far south. There are butterflies that are blown too far west. There are butterflies that experience too much heat, and they get to be reproductive when they should be non-reproductive and getting to Mexico. Once they get reproductive, they don't continue to migrate. So there's a lot of things going on, and of course, the technology is not totally understood. Some of the tags fall off. Some of the butterflies die for reasons we don't understand. But a number of those butterflies are actually getting to the overwintering sites. They're taking as much as 60 days to get there, and they're flying 2,000 miles or more, and it's astounding. Now, at the end of this week or next week, we're going to end up documenting that there's about 40 or so butterflies that have actually made it to the overwintering sites. And now the next question is, how many of those are going to survive the winter, and how many are going to go back to Texas? And I think there's going to be some betting taking place on who's going to make it back to Texas.
So this is the first time, right? This is the first season you've had these GPS trackers on these butterflies.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when they started bringing this out last year, I said, this is never going to work. They did a pilot thing on this last year, and I said, it's never going to work, because at that particular time, they had everybody who tracked these things had to have an app. They said, well, how are you going to have millions of people having an app to detect this butterfly? So it clearly wasn't going to work with that. You can't get millions of people to do something like this. But what you can do is you can adjust that tag so that it sends out a signal that Bluetooth can pick up. And that's what they did. And that's what made it all work, because there are just millions and millions of Bluetooth devices out there. And if you get within 100 feet of them, that signal that the tag is putting out, it can be picked up.
Very similar to an air tag on a piece of luggage, right? They're using the guy's iPhone's Bluetooth to then signal to whoever's iTag it is. The same thing. Now, the monarch butterfly has the GPS tracker on it, and I'm driving down Interstate 80, and they're using my phone to signal back to you through the Bluetooth where it is.
That's exactly right. And so we've had butterflies move through relatively sparse areas where there are no people and very few, almost no Bluetooth. And the butterfly will cross a highway, and all of a sudden you get a ping, because a Bluetooth truck or car has gone by, or they're going over a truck stop or something like that. Then the butterfly goes another 100 miles and nothing. And then it gets to an Indian reservation, and the headquarters has got Bluetooth going on, and they pick it up again.
How many trackers have you put on butterflies?
Well, it's...
I mean, 1,000... 10, 20.
No. This is just the first rollout, and it's between 400 and 500.
Okay. Now, is there an app where you could go, just a civilian could go and just watch these butterflies open to the public?
Yeah, you can get some pretty good information by going to an app called Project Monarch. And I recommend people to do that, because this is fun, and it's a minor addiction. It won't get you in trouble.
Project Monarch Science.
That's correct.
That's the app, Project Monarch Science, and you can follow along right with all of the other monarch-crazed superfans out there. What is it about their compass? You say, obviously they don't have a brain, as you said, right? They're not looking at Google Maps, but I mean, is it, are they, there's some sensory somewhere in their DNA or in there somewhere that they're sensing they're off track and something pulls them back on the right track.
Right. And you could say, and I have said through this, watching this, I said, watch that butterfly tomorrow. It's going to turn left. Because it has to turn left to get back on track. And sure enough, the doggone thing turns left. They do what you expect them to do, because they have a mission. Now, how that mission is defined, whether it's a magnetic field sort of sensitivity, whether it, in some cases, it looks like what we call a physiographic orientation, where they're orienting to structure. We had a whole bunch of, not a whole bunch, we had four or five butterflies that were moving through middle of Mexico, and they got blown west by 30, 40 miles. And you could just tell after a day or two, they're going to turn left and they're going to go back to where they needed to be. They were going too far west. Now, not every butterfly gets back. And that's another thing. There's a, some of the loss here, some of the reasons this population doesn't always generate huge numbers is that a lot of these butterflies are blown out to sea in some cases, or they're blown off course where they can't get back. We had an incident in Corpus Christi in which a observer who was fishing in Corpus Christi on, I think it was the 29th of October, and he said there were offshore winds, the winds coming from the inland going offshore that were 25 to 30 miles an hour over all of the coastline from Tamaulipas to almost to Florida. And those offshore winds would carry the butterflies out to sea and they'd never come back. And so, you know, these vents are, this butterfly is not invincible. It does a damn good job of getting to where it needs to go. And we're not quite sure how to manage all of it, but we're, this is going to tell us a lot more. I mean, we've got a lot of mysteries about this migration that we need to solve, and this technology is going to help us do that.
I have about 3 or 4 minutes left, Doctor, and I thank you for your time. This is so fascinating. The monarch butterfly is in trouble, is it not? I mean, some of your data shows that the numbers are decreasing rapidly, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. We've looked.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us December 3rd through December 5th as we broadcast live from Las Vegas, where we take a look behind the scenes and interview some of the top names in rodeo in America.
It's the National Finals Rodeo, or NFR. Tune in, listen in, and follow us on Facebook Live and on KCNR1460.com.
Free Fire Radio and all of us from the KCNR studios want to thank our special sponsors for making it possible to take our show live on the road from Las Vegas.
We'll be reporting from the Thomas and Mack Center and from South Point Arena where the action happened.
Many thanks to our sponsors.
Redding Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino,
Shasta Regional Medical Center, the Redding Chamber of Commerce,
Jones Ford, and Wonderland Signs.
Join us December 3rd through the 5th as we broadcast live from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo.
Endocrine disruptors and so on and so forth. So we don't fully understand what's happening out there. So we can point to habitat loss. We can point to these contaminations, but we don't know how, you know, we have no measures of the impact of these contaminants, and we need that. I mean, we're running blind here in many respects.
How vital is the monarch butterfly to the food chain?
Well, it's not vital to the food chain, I wouldn't say, except there are a few species that are dependent on it, but I think it's symbolic of how we deal with the biology of this planet. I mean, you know, this is one of the most magnificent migrations on the planet. I mean, it's the only insect migration like it. There are other insect migrations, but nothing this fantastic. And it's something that people appreciate, that connects them with nature. I mean, I can't tell you how many times people have thanked me for bringing their attention to the monarch butterfly because it gives them joy. And the presence of this butterfly is something of a miracle to a lot of people. Watching the whole life cycle and so on and so forth. Yeah, it's a strange connection between people and an insect, but it's real and it's something we ought to sustain.
Mother Nature is an amazing thing. Project Monarch Science is the app that you can download and you can watch. Right along with the experts, the migration of the monarch butterfly, Project Monarch Science. Let me ask you a quick question about those killer bees you were studying. Is it true that they all lost their stingers and died off back in the 1990s or early 2000s?
Boy, what are you reading?
Okay. That's why you're here. Okay.
These killer bees have killed about 4 people in the U.S. this summer.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. There was a guy in Las Vegas. There were about 4 or 5 incidents in Texas. which there were really serious stinging incidents. I think one guy was killed in Texas. So we had show horses killed in Texas. Usually dogs and horses are victims before people are, but they're oftentimes there are people who are mowing the lawn or clearing brush or dealing with an old building that has been neglected for months or years, and the bees are nesting there, and all of a sudden they disturb them, and they can't get off their machinery fast enough or get into protection fast enough. And usually they're old men like me. I mean, it's 70 and 80-year-old to get killed.
Oh, but my goodness. Sounds like we got to have you back for that conversation.
Yeah, we could do that. I give podcasts about the bees still. I worked with those bees I started bees when I was 14, and I've worked with bees, the killer bees for 22 years. And so I've got a lot of experience on a lot of things.
Dr. Chip Taylor, keep your cell phone on for the Bluetooth of the Monarch, but also when we call you again, for the next time, because a fascinating conversation. Dr. Chip Taylor, founder of Monarch Watch at the University of Kansas. Again, that app is Project Monarch Science. Doctor, thank you for your service and thank you for your time. It was a fascinating conversation. Have a nice weekend, sir.
All right. You too, McGraw.
You got it. Dr. Chip Taylor. What an unbelievable story. Project Monarch Science. I'll be downloading it at the top of the hour. Hey, stay right there. More with America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven. Back in a moment.
America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven, where the nation comes to talk.
These segments and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Are you feeling a little sluggish this holiday season? Between all the holiday parties, the tailgates, the family gatherings, it's not unusual if you've been overindulging a bit. Heavy meals, alcohol, decadent desserts all have your liver working overtime, but not if you've got active liver from New Nordic. Feeling low energy, bloated, is your digestion off? Those can be signs that your liver needs some love. Try active liver from New Nordic, a simple way to give your liver this daily shot of extra support so you can actually enjoy the holidays to the fullest. Made with turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, these are natural ingredients shown in some studies for supporting liver health and helping your body clear out toxins from alcohol-rich foods and sweets. Active Liver can help give your liver the relief it needs so you can feel your best and keep the holiday fun rolling. You can find New Nordic's Active Liver online at Amazon, Vitacost.com, or iHerb.com, and in stores at CVS, Meijer Grocery, and ShopRite.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife, and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test. Just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Hey, nice job, Pete. I like those clean lines. Fellas, do we have anyone that can get to Greenport today?
At Corey's Landscaping, the staffing plan is in the weeds.
Anthony, we need that leaf blower over here.
Three more new customer requests just came in.
Who wants to work some overtime?
He needs to dig up quality landscapers and fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45, non-smoker, can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month, level rate for 10 years. Or a man aged 50, non-smoker, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-smoker rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
I had an important job, and it wasn't just a job, it was keeping my brothers and sisters safe. And coming back, it felt like kind of thrown away. If it hadn't have been for Wounded Warrior Project, I honestly don't know if I would be here. It was like, I got my family back again. We all felt the connection, like that brother and sisterhood.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Donna by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Join the nightly conversation, America at Night, with McGraw-Milhaven.
All right, just a few minutes left in this hour, and then, of course, next hour, we are going to throw open the phones and late-night conversation on radio, none better. We keep that last hour open for the phone, so we'll do all of that. Just a postscript on this Monarch conversation. According to this New York Times article where I found this story about these GPSs, Monarch butterflies, listen to this, no more than one in four is likely to survive the journey, with the rest succumbing to unfavorable winds, hungry birds, vehicle traffic, or sheer exhaustion. One of the butterflies they were tracking left Cape May, New Jersey, and was blown out to sea, and next showed up in the Bahamas before flying west to Florida. Think about that for us. Wrap your brain around that for a second. You're a butterfly, and you get blown off course from Cape May, and you fly down the eastern seaboard. It never pings because no one has an iPhone or a Bluetooth phone, and the next time it shows up, it's in the Bahamas. A butterfly. Insane to think about. It's just, it blows my mind. And then, of course, once it gets to the Bahamas, it says, "Oh, we got to get back. We got to get back to Orlando." And they fly to Florida. That is just a butterfly. And then how about they fly back? Of course, you know, you're going to fly down for the winter. You got to go back in springtime. Just an extraordinary. Mother Nature is just an amazing thing, isn't it? Yeah, really interesting stuff. All right, hang tight. We're going to take a break for the top of the hour and then open phones. And our week will be complete. McGraw-Milhaven, our inaugural week. I can't say it enough, but thank you for giving the show a chance. Thank you for letting us do what we do every single night. It is truly a labor of love. I told somebody today, Michael Harrison from Talkers, was talking to him today. I said, Michael, you and I suffer from the same disease. We love radio. We'll come back and take open phones next hour. By the way, executive producer Alex Hinton. We've got our engineer tonight is...
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45, non-smoker, can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month, level rate for 10 years. Or a man aged 50, non-smoker, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20
years. North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. Check out our website at northvalleydistributing.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. House Republicans are increasingly airing their grievances about party leadership. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
With Republicans holding on to a slim majority, House Speaker Mike Johnson already has a difficult job. To make matters worse, his fellow GOP lawmakers are venting their frustrations in public. Over the past week, a member of Johnson's own leadership team openly accused him of lying. Rank-and-file Republicans acted unilaterally to force votes, and a leadership-backed bill failed. Johnson told reporters that getting upset is part of the process, but he's urging Republicans to share their concerns privately with him, not on social media. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Members of Florida's congressional delegation sent a letter to President Trump on Friday in opposition to plans to open new areas of the Gulf to oil and gas drilling.
Florida's Republican-dominated congressional delegation is urging the Trump administration to drop a plan that would allow new oil drilling for the first time in decades off of Florida's coast. The letter was signed by Republican Senator Rick Scott and Ashley Moody, as well as by 28 House members from Florida, saying that the Interior Department plan would put the state's thriving tourism industry at risk and disrupt military operations in key training areas. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump's advisors and Ukrainian officials say they'll meet for a third day of talks on Saturday after making progress on finding agreement on a security framework for post-war Ukraine. The two sides also offered the sober assessment that any real progress toward any agreement ultimately will depend on Russia's readiness to show serious commitment to long-term peace. A federal vaccine advisory committee has voted to end a long-standing recommendation that all U.S. babies get the hepatitis B vaccine on the day they're born. For decades, the government has advised as the liver infection have the right of birth. More at Town Hall.
Everyone is watching major movements ripple through the markets these days, sparked by new policy shifts out of Washington and activity from the Federal Reserve. Americans have faced uncertainty before, and every time, we've found our footing again. The real secret to long-term financial peace is simple. Keep your eyes on the horizon and understand the fundamentals that drive real stability. That's exactly why Advantage Gold is inviting you to call 800-741-GOLD right now. We'll send you a free Gold IRA rollover kit, along with a complimentary copy of economist Ken Rogoff's insightful book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Inside, you'll learn how to defend your retirement savings against inflation, market swings, and reckless fiscal policies. With tangible assets like precious metals that have preserved wealth for centuries, it's no wonder Advantage Gold has been America's number one gold company for the past decade. Take a smart step toward protecting what you've earned. Call 800-741-GOLD. That's 800-741-4653. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-GOLD.
The United States has its opponent for the opening match of next year's World Cup hosted in North America.
The United States was drawn to play its 2026 World Cup opener against Paraguay in Group D play at Inglewood, California on June 12 after Mexico hosts the opener against South Africa. The group also includes Australia and the winner of UEFA Playoff C between Turkey, Romania, Slovakia, and Kosovo. The U.S. reached the semifinals at the inaugural World Cup in 1930 and has gotten as far as the quarterfinals only one other time in 2002. Argentina and Lionel Messi will play Algeria to open its World Cup title defense. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
The state of Georgia's largest utility wants to spend more than $15 billion to increase its electricity capacity by 50% over the next 6 years to serve data centers. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Netflix has struck a deal to buy Warner Brothers Discovery, the $72 billion deal, announced Friday would bring together entertainment giants, provided the deal is approved by regulators.
Warner Brothers owns the big Hollywood studio, and it owns HBO Max and DC Studios. Not included in the deal are networks like CNN and Discovery. This bid will draw tremendous antitrust scrutiny. Beyond TV and movie production, the merger would bring two of the streaming world's biggest names, Netflix and HBO Max, under the same ownership. Netflix says the additional programming will give members even more high-quality titles from which to choose and optimize its plans for consumers. I'm Ed Donahue.
Michael Jordan spent about an hour testifying against NASCAR in a federal antitrust trial earlier Friday. The retired NBA great laid out the reasons he and others more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, rare pink, happy ending. Extremely limited and rare, this is a perfecto in every sense of the word. A spicy Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, a Dominican binder, and luscious Nicaraguan Dominican filler offer up notes of oak, leather, cocoa, and spice. Proceeds from the sale of this cigar benefit breast cancer research. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Plot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
And Richard, all the mistakes on the show, those are mine. Those are the ones that they're trying to keep me honest. So the mistakes are all mine, missing the clock and missing the time and talking when I shouldn't and all that. That's me trying to learn the system. So I thank both of them for helping me out through these first couple days. I do appreciate it, and they do make it significantly easier because they're the ones who are behind the scenes pulling all the strings and making it all happen. It's the last hour of the week on a Friday night, late night radio conversation. There is nothing better invented. Look, it's a Friday night. You're home. You're driving across the country. You're driving down the street. You're a monarch butterfly that got blown off course, and you're bored, and you want to give us a call. Something happened in the news today that struck your fancy. Something you're waiting on. Christmas gift. I got to talk about St. Nick because it's St. Nick night That's what they call it. And I got a five-year-old, so I had to go out and get some candy and some things. And after the show, I got to go put it outside. So when she wakes up in the morning, St. Nick apparently is coming to come and visit. But then somebody told me something about if St. Nick doesn't show up, then there's some type of monster that shows up, and some German tradition that if, right, you tell the kids if you're not good, St. Nick won't show up. And it's a Dutch tradition or a German tradition, but then there's somebody who's telling me about there's a monster or a bad guy who shows up. And so now I had to go run out and get something so she doesn't think there's a monster that's coming to get her. Anyway, we'll talk about it. If you can help me out on that St. Nick, I would appreciate it. 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-2-McGraw, or 1-844-262-4729. It is America at Night. Let's go to Tony in Montreal. Tony, I hope you heard my apology yesterday. I didn't mean to go to you at the bottom of the hour where I was short on time. So I'm glad you called back, and I apologize for last night.
McGraw, you didn't have to apologize to me. I was actually figuring you were short on time, and I didn't take it badly at all. I've been cut off at other times when I call in, and you guys have to sell advertising, and you got to meet certain deadlines. So I was really chill. I was sitting in the car going, wow, McGraw Milhaven is apologizing to little Tony in Montreal. It's pretty cool. It shows me you have a lot of humility. And, you know, I had a chuckle. I was like, wow, he's so sensitive. And I didn't take it so badly because I'm used to it. In my law practice, I was cut off so many times in my life in 30 years. I got used to being told I was
I wanted to give each caller, right? I feel great amount of honor and respect the callers who call in that have a point of view. I carve out this time for the show so that the ones who do take the time and wait and get the number and call, and I want you guys to be understood. I want you guys to be heard. And so I learning the clock, and that heartbreak at the bottom of the hour, I'm not used to. I'm used to sort of just blowing through it and doing my own thing. But on a syndicated show, you have a hard break that you have to get to. So all good. Well, what do you got?
Listen,
what do you got tonight for us?
I'll just say this, okay? Don't worry about it, because in hockey, we have a 2-minute drill, and a lot of people in Canada are used to that 2-minute drill. It's a big thing in Canada. You got to be able to take the lumps when you're down by a goal. You got to come up hard, and you got to do well. So anyway, I get you. Don't worry about it. Listen, yesterday I was kind of laughing because the guy said, "Hey, are you an independent? Are you a Republican? Are you a Democrat?" And I kind of knew that you were kind of a fancy skater there. I said, I figure you could play some good hockey because you were shifting right and left. You probably could play for the New York Rangers. So you reminded me of a lot of the Canadian politicians that never want to declare if they're left or right and end up in the Liberal Party of Canada, way, way, way left, you know. But I'm not saying you're way, way left. I have no idea what you are. But all I'm saying is if you have a definition for someone that's conservative, I think they might be following Reaganomics, like I studied down at Colby College down in Waterville, Maine, with Mr. Christensen and Mr. Me and my old professors, and you had Arthur Laffer and, you know, the Reaganomics supply side. That. But I'm not talking about just conservatism like that, but that's the economic side of the Trump revolution. I think what's important about the new revolution in the United States is that it created a new venue for the unspoken, or the people that felt that they were forgotten. The 77 million that were forgotten for a long time in the United States, the lunch bucket guys that are the regular hardworking Americans that are the backbone of your country, no matter what religion they are, no matter what color skin they are, they tuned into America first. And when I was in Canada, people say, "Hi, Tony, why are you so pro-Trump?" I said, "I'm pro-Reaganomics. I'm pro getting into a simple system of government that doesn't interfere, lowering taxes, lowering regulations, letting us live our lives so that we can."
Well, but hold on a second, Tony. But Reaganomics is dead. I mean, look at the elected officials that are singing the praises of Reaganomics. Dick Cheney, Liz Cheney. Right. I mean, look at all those Republicans who who embraced the Reaganomics. Donald Trump is not in the vein of Reaganomics. Donald Trump is a different type of, if you want to call it conservatism. Ronald Reagan never would have taken federal dollars and sort of become a partner with Intel. That's a form of that's a form of socialism where the government is now owning some of these businesses. That's not Reaganomics. And Reagan, he signed an amnesty bill for immigration. That doesn't exist in the Republican Party today. Reaganomics in the Republican Party is dead. That doesn't exist anymore.
Thing is, the Republican side of the equation, when I was a young person, started with Reaganomics. Obviously, I've progressed in my thought, what is conservative and what is an agenda for success. And I believe that Trump is a populist, and he's bought into the actual new revolution of what is a Republican Party. Like you said, the old parties are dead. The new parties are going to emerge. One might be the one led by Trump, but the other might be a one led by AOC and her ilk. And
how about Mondani and Trump, you know, together in the Oval Office, you know, singing Kumbaya? To be honest with you, what Mondani says and what Trump says is very similar. What Bernie Sanders says and what Donald Trump says is very similar. And so, populist, so is Bernie Sanders. They're talking the same language.
They're talking the same language as an objective, but they're going around the process differently. And I think that what happened in the United States with Trump is that he came at a time when people were despondent in the right with the Republican Party, and he recreated the image of the Republican Party in what he understood. And that spoke to the middle class of America, and I don't think it had in the past. Look, I'm a person from the middle class. I'm lucky. I came to the U.S. They gave me the greatest opportunities. I'm a plenipotentiary for promoting Americanism. I believe that the centrist power in the United States resolves in the presidency. And I believe that the presidency started to crumble with the Kennedy assassination.
The bottom line is this, is that Donald Trump is not Reagan. The tariffs are not Reaganomics. Tariffs are oftentimes a far left policy. America first. He's getting ready to invade Venezuela. I don't know. America first is America first, and I agree with you that the working class, the working class people love to say the working class isn't being taken care of, and that sounds good on a poster.
Hello, I'm Lips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Gift 2. That's right. For a limited time, when you grab our best-selling 4-week emergency food kit, we'll include 2 1-week kits free to hand out as gifts. That's 4 weeks of emergency food for you, and 2 ready-to-give gifts for anyone on your list who's into preparedness, or anyone who needs a nudge in that direction. But they're only available for a limited time. Grab yours at MyPatriotSupply.com and give the gift of food security this Christmas. With 2,000 calories per day, 16 delicious meal and snack varieties, and up to 25-year shelf life, it's no wonder our 4-week food kit is the best-selling emergency food supply of all time. But the buy one, give two Christmas special won't last long. So claim yours now at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
No young person should ever have to worry about having a safe place to sleep at night, or a warm meal to eat, or whether anyone cares about them.
But the reality is, 1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year.
But the good news is, there's an organization making a big difference. Covenant House.
For over 50 years, Covenant House has been helping youth in crisis and giving them the support and the tools they need to succeed in life.
I have no words to express how Covenant House changed my life. They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding.
When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, and love, most of all love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges, and their lives are transformed.
Covenant House is changing the lives of young people in cities across America.
To learn more, go to covenanthouse.org today. Thank you for caring.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Join the conversation. Call 844-2-McGraw. America at Night with McGraw Milhaven.
Hey, is anybody watching the NCAA women's volleyball tournament? Quite a number of people have stopped me on the street and just started talking about the University of Nebraska. They win tonight. They beat Long Island University 3-0, three sets to nothing, 25-11, 25-15, 25-17. So they move on to the second round. Nebraska is now, what, 31-0? They're trying to go undefeated. Could be considered one of the greatest women's volleyball teams in the history of the sport. Pretty extraordinary, and I know a lot of people are watching that. So whether you're a Nebraska fan or just a fan of women's sports in general, it sure has captured the attention of a lot of people. So there you go. Huskers win. They move on. Alan in Alexandria, Virginia, welcome to America at Night.
Mr. McGraw, I was one I was curious. Does anybody ever call you McGraw?
Oh, yes, they have. The old cartoon, Quick Draw McGraw, when they brought me home from the hospital. I have five sisters total, but I have three older sisters. And when they brought me home from the hospital and they said, we're going to name him McGraw, my sister said, oh, my goodness, our brother is a cartoon. And they had no idea how right they were. So
I'll be darned. So my real question is, like, the Monarchs, they come up from Mexico. They stop somewhere between there and Canada. Okay, and then they have offspring, and the progeny goes to Canada. Okay, and you were talking about how wonderful Mother Nature is. How do these baby monarchs know, one, to go to Canada, and then, two, how to migrate all the way back to Mexico? How is that information transmitted? You know what I'm saying? Do they give them a map and a compass?
Google Maps is an amazing thing, isn't it? I don't know. The doctor, Dr. Taylor, speculated it was, the magnetic field or something. I mean, something in their DNA, something in their makeup, right? The craziest thing in the world. How is it that animals do the things they do? They're instinctive. They know this is how they do it, and this is how they, Mother Nature is an amazing thing. I have no idea, but it's amazing to watch.
I would guess it's by design. This is what I recently learned, that the placenta has the DNA of the baby. Okay, when it becomes a zygote, okay, it attaches to the uterus, and then it starts sucking blood. Then the mother sends antibodies to try to kill it. To get it, because it's a parasite as far as her body's concerned.
Right. Yeah.
And then when it makes the placenta with its own DNA, how does it know to make the placenta? But it does. One, yeah. And we're pretty sure it is. It's placenta, you know, yours or mine or whoever, because it has the same DNA as the baby. And then the placenta attaches, and then the antibodies can't get. It's like the blood brain. You know what I mean?
It's natural selection. It's, you know, the monarchs that couldn't fly to Mexico to get out of the cold. They didn't, right? They died off.
They did the best they could.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I got about 30 seconds here, but during COVID, right, everybody said that during a pandemic, over time, the virus that is less deadly lives on because the virus that's deadly and kills its host kills itself. But the virus that just makes you sick and then jumps to another host lives on. So COVID and other, you know, flu and everything else, all those other diseases, the lesser strain survives because it doesn't want to kill the host. It wants to live. So it just makes you sick, which is amazing. Alan, I got a break, but thank you for the phone call as always. Hey, 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-2-McGraw. Back in a moment. America at Night. Don't go anywhere. More phone calls straight ahead. Open lines for you. Back in a moment.
This is America at Night with McGraw Millhaven.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us December 3rd through December 5th as we broadcast live from Las Vegas, where we take a look behind the scenes and interview some of the top names in rodeo in America.
It's the National Finals Rodeo, or NFR. Tune in, listen in, and follow us on Facebook Live and on KCNR1460.com.
Free Fire Radio and all of us from the KCNR studios want to thank our special sponsor for making it possible to take our show live on the road from Las Vegas.
We'll be reporting from the Thomas and Mack Center and from South Point Arena where the action happens.
Many thanks to our sponsors.
Redding Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino.
Shasta Regional Medical Center, the Redding Chamber of Commerce.
Jones Court and Wonderland Signs.
Join us December 3rd through the 5th as we broadcast live from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlu's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlu's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlu's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Get into the holiday spirit at the Shasta College Country Christmas Fair and Tree Sale. Join us Saturday and Sunday, December 6th and 7th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Shasta College Farm. Pick up the perfect Christmas tree, shop for unique holiday gifts, and enjoy festive activities. Make holiday crafts with your children or write a letter to Santa and even meet Father Christmas. Military and first responders receive a special tree discount at checkout. Don't miss this warm and welcoming holiday tradition at the Shasta College Farm.
Veterans of America.
Learn more at pva.org.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate classics qualify.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
I'm William Shatner. I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom and when they come home.
I had just come home from serving over in Germany. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. I broke my neck. It left me paralyzed for the rest of my life.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America, because they've kept their promise to never leave a fallen soldier behind. A roof over their heads, accessible homes and cars, jobs, benefits.
PVA has brought me back to life.
Show them their sacrifice hasn't been in vain. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
Numbers 1-844-2-McGraw. 1-844. I'll get it right one of these days. 1-844-2-McGraw. MCGRAW. Yes, that is my first name. And you can butcher it because everybody else says. Don't worry about it. 1-844-262-4729 or 1-844-2-McGraw. I believe we have got Steve in Atlanta. Steve, welcome to America at Night.
Wow, thanks for taking my call. I didn't think that was going to happen. All right, well, so last night you had on and you discussed with this expert about affordability. That was your topic, affordability.
Well, no, I tried to call in. Hold on. About housing, the housing conversation we had?
Affordability, and I'm going to bring up housing. You didn't bring it up. He didn't bring it up. You talked about affordability. Hold on a second.
I just because not everybody listened to last night, and I'm a little confused. Are you talking about the guy we spent an hour talking about the 2008 crisis and how that affects the home prices today and all that stuff?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Didn't bring up housing. The whole show was about it. The whole hour was about housing.
Well, you didn't bring up what neither one of you brought up, and I'm amazed you didn't think of it. You know, you're a smart man. Neither one of you brought up the 20 to 30 million people who flooded the housing market in the United States over the last 5 years. So rental prices are up 40% over the last 5 years. How do you think that happened? I'll tell you how it happened. 20 to 30 million people flooded the United States. And so so our president, yes, is having an issue with affordability. He's doing.
Cool off, take a deep breath, and finish your thought.
Okay, so I just wanted to bring that up to everyone who's listening. There were 20 to 30 million people who flooded the United States, and that expensive thing that anyone can have is where you live. That's the most expensive thing. And when you let 30 million people flood into the United States, and they're looking for places to stay, and they have to stay someplace, that's why a 40% increase, a 40% increase that happened in rental rates in the United States over the last 5 years. That's a fact. And so let's just correlate the things that correlate.
Okay, so since we know that, and I'm assuming you're talking about affordable housing, right? You're not talking about like McMansions, right? Undocumented workers don't buy $1 million homes, or do they?
Homes too,
hold on a second, $1 million homes, McMansions. Listen.
No, not mansions, but 20% of the homes have been purchased by illegal aliens. In the last 5 years, 20% of the homes.
Where are you getting that stat from, sir? Where are you getting that stat from?
Just Google it.
Just Google it.
Okay.
Just Google it. Where is that information coming from?
I looked it up. Where did you look it up from? Do you believe that 40% of rates, 40% that rental rates have not gone up 40% in the last 5 years?
I don't know the official stat, but it has gone up quite a bit.
Just use AI.
Thank you very much. My question was, where are you getting this that 40 million undocumented workers have purchased homes and rented homes in the last 5 years?
What I said was 20% of the new homes that have been purchased in the last 5 years have been purchased by illegal immigrants. Not illegal, but immigrants. But
okay.
That's an immigrants thing. Now, what I said was 40%. The 40% rise in rental prices in the United States average has happened over the last 5 years. That's what I said.
Okay, fine. Okay, so you're an immigrant in this country legally. Should you not be allowed to buy a house?
No, I didn't say that.
Well, I know, but what's your point? What's your point?
My point is neither one of you brought up with regard to the inaffordability, like the affordability equation, neither one of you, both of you experts, never brought up the 30 million people who flooded in over the last 5 years, who caused...
Okay, you're making two different arguments. You said immigrants, now you're saying illegals. You just said immigrants are buying these homes, now you're saying illegals. Are they illegal buying these homes, or are they legal buying these homes? And where are you getting 30 million people came in illegally in the last 5 years?
Okay, so what do you think it is?
I don't know.
Do you have a number for me?
I don't. There are a lot of numbers out there. Sir, relax. Calm down. No one's arguing over anything, okay? We're just having a conversation. Now, there are a lot of factors as to why home prices are higher. And the conversation last night, the man started, who was an expert in real estate and financing, talked about how home prices went up in the early 2000s, in the 2008s. Why did they go up there? $1 million McMansions are going up. Undocumented illegal immigrants aren't buying $1 million mansions. Why are those home prices are going up? There is a structural problem where builders aren't building affordable homes for enough people who need them. Now, are there undocumented workers who are somehow buying really nice starter homes? Sure, I guess so. And undocumented workers got to live somewhere. And regular immigrants got to live somewhere. I get it. There is an affordability housing in it. If we didn't mention immigrants last night, I apologize. It was not a slight to you or to anybody else. We were just having a conversation about what happened in the last 10 years so that now, in terms of financing and interest rates and everything else, why there is a structural problem when it comes to supply and demand for homes. We weren't trying to set an agenda last night, sir. I'll give you the last word.
Don't talk about new homes. Let's talk about rentals. Most of us rent. Most normal people, they rent a home. Okay, that's the United States these days. So stop talking about that. We had, over the last 5 years, an increase of 40% in rental rates. That's a fact. Look it up. Google it.
Okay, I don't disagree. Saying, I don't disagree. Rental rates have gone up for all sorts of reasons.
Is 30 million people flooded into the country, and they needed a place to rent.
Well, okay. All right. Well, how about this? How about this? Since Trump has now kicked out 30 million illegal immigrants, how come the rates haven't gone down?
We're going to see rental. Hold on. The 10,000 that were hired, that are being hired right now, oh, boy. When we get 8 million and 10 million and 15 million and 20 million of these people kicked out, you'll see rental rates go down. There goes your cost of living.
All right. How long will that take?
However long it takes.
Look, I'm looking forward to lower rent. So, I mean, why can I look forward to lower rent?
Illegal aliens. So if it costs $200 billion a year, that's a $40 billion profit. Thank you very much
for your time. Stop screaming. Stop. What are you screaming for? Why are you screaming? What are you screaming at me for? You need a hug. Come here. Give me a hug. Just give me a hug. What are you screaming for? Just give me a hug. Give me a hug. Holy mackerel. All right. 1-844-2-McGraw. 1-844-462-4729. Whoa. 1-844-2-McGraw. 1-844-462-4729. Is it a full moon out tonight? I don't know. We are back in a moment. More phone calls. Now that Alan is gone, we got a couple of lines open for you. Come on in. Join the party. 1-844-2-McGraw. America at Night. Back in a moment.
Live from coast to coast, this is America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Between all the holiday parties,
weekend tailgates,
and family get-togethers. Oh, they're here. Hey, you two need something to drink.
We've been overindulging a little more than usual. Thank goodness we both added Active Liver to our diets to give our livers some much-needed support so we have the energy we need to enjoy the holidays.
Active Liver from New Nordic contains a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion. It's that easy. Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week. And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize and a pair of tickets to our annual Ultimate Tailgate Party. For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Right now to try it for free, and you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter. Try it free.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45, non-smoker, can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month, level rate for 10 years. Or a man aged 50, non-smoker, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great great rates available for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-smoker rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Children are placed in foster care through no fault of their own. Because of abuse or neglect, it's heartbreaking.
We were just left in a hotel.
Tay and his brothers were adopted with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption. But more than 100,000 children in the U.S. are still waiting for a family.
Now that I'm adopted, I can focus on being a kid.
Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Head out on the highway, looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way, yeah.
Hey, welcome back. McGraw, Millhaven, America at Night, Friday night. The full moon is out. Denny, welcome to America at Night. Denny, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Denny. Thanks for, I can
Ow!
Hear you. Thanks.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
What's hey, up, was that Donald's friend? Uncle, brother, dad? Who was that, Donald?
That was Alan from Atlanta. Oh, no, Steve from Atlanta.
30 million. Huh. Wow. Hey, I thought these hedge fund people were buying up all these properties. That's what was causing properties to go up.
Actually, I read this something today where I want to say like 20 to 25% of the homes sold so far this year have been sold to not hedge funds, but real estate investors. Not necessarily the hedge funds, but smaller sort of, regional real estate players, more or less. But yeah,
and where are you getting your information at, McGraw?
Well, I Googled it. I Googled it.
Hey, you know, we already hear you 4 hours a day in St. Louis. And how long is this show? 3-4 hours?
3 hours.
We're going to start hearing you in our dreams, McGraw. It's 7 hours here in St. Louis. I mean, we love you, brother, but come on, man.
Turn the radio off, Denny. That's all I can tell you.
No, we can't do that, buddy. I got off work. I turned you on, and I thought I heard Donald's cousin, uncle, brother, or dad. I had to call you up. And since you're on a national show, I just wanted to tell people out there what I think of our orange blob. I think he's a narcissistic demagogue, con man, sexual predator, wannabe mob boss, Russian spy, treasonous traitor, white supremacist, Nazi pedophile. Have a great night, McGraw.
Denny, I thank you for the phone call. I did AI it, by the way, over the break. And let me tell you here. So according to AI, Estimates for the number of undocumented immigrants in the U.S. vary, but recent figures point to around 11 to 14 million, with the Pew Research Center reporting a high of 14 million as of 2023. The Pew Research Center says 14 million. The American Immigration Council estimates around 11 million. Department of Homeland Security, 11 million. Migration Policy Institute, 13 million. I tell you what, and I'm not going to be talking about immigration every night. I choose not to have a conversation with somebody who doesn't want to have a conversation. If you don't get on the spew, I'm not going to do it. If you want to have a conversation, sure, we can have all sorts of conversations. But I don't really feel like talking to a brick wall, and I don't feel like listening to a brick wall. But if you want to have a conversation about things, but not every night. But since it came up tonight organically, I guess I'll finish the other conversation. Incorporating it with the World Cup, because the World Cup is coming to America, and the world is going to be visiting America, all of these countries. And what is the biggest driver of undocumented workers in this country? It's not crossing the Rio Grande. It's flying in and coming into this country legally with a visa and then overstaying your welcome, right? The visa gives you 6 months or 10-day travel visa or a two-week vacation visa or a special World Cup visa that brings you into the country for X amount. It's the people who come in legally and then stay. And so, in a sense, the World Cup is for those whose only issue is migration or is immigration. The World Cup is a Trojan horse. If you want to be a conspiracy theorist and you want undocumented workers to come into this country, you figure out a way to get them in the country legally, and then they overstay their welcome. So all of these countries are bringing players and coaches and trainers, and then you got their fans, and then you got super fans, and then you got relatives, and then families of the players and families of the coaches and everybody else. They're all going to come to this country, and they're all under economic development, right? All these places are going to have hotel stays and restaurants and tickets and all these things, and they're going to go visit Yellowstone on their day off and everything. Well, who's going to get them to leave? Because they're in this country legally. All they have to do is stay. And then you've got this other problem. So if you're against undocumented workers, or you're worried that they're going to take your house or your job or your kid's place at Harvard, the World Cup is the worst thing that you can think of, because it's a Trojan horse. So I suspect that this summer, this is going to be an issue. Once somebody figures out that these people who are coming into the country legally can overstay their visa, they're all just not going to go home, are they? No, because we know from past history, the people who are in this country, they don't come through the Rio Grande. 40 million people didn't cross the Rio Grande. Right, they come in through legal means and then stay. So it's going to be an issue. We'll see what happens. But the World Cup, with their draw today at the Kennedy Center, and everyone's all excited and everyone's right, welcoming the world. If you look at it through somebody whose sole focus is on being upset over undocumented immigrants, man, you're going to have one crazy summer, because this is going to be a bonanza of undocumented workers or undocumented immigrants who are going to stay long after their visas are over. Come into the country legally and then stay after your visa expires. Look it up. That's the biggest cause of undocumented workers. So we'll see how that all turns out. All right, we are officially done for the week. My thanks to our guests tonight. Matt Wolf, talking about that merger with Netflix and Warner Brothers. We had Brigadier General Blaine Holtz giving us some insight into the boat fiasco. And then we got Dr. Chip Taylor talking about the monarch butterflies. And then, of course, phone calls this hour. So, and one more time as we finish up our very first week on the show. It's, right, we're working our tails off behind the scenes to bring you the best show. Bring you the best show every night. And our studio audience apparently loved tonight's show. But just a quick thanks to everybody who is involved. And I promise you we'll get better. We'll do our best every night. But it is a joy and an honor to do this show every single night. So without further ado, our executive director is Alex Hinton. Our engineer tonight is Richard Good. I'm McGraw-Milhaven. And this is America at Night on Westwood One. Good night, everybody.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45, non-smoker, can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month, level rate for 10 years. Or a man aged 50, non-smoker, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. The Supreme Court has agreed to take up the constitutionality of President Trump's order on birthright citizenship.
On the first day of his second term in office, President Trump signed an executive order declaring that children born to parents who are in the United States illegally or temporarily are not American citizens. That order would upend more than 125 years of understanding of the Constitution's 14th Amendment. This coming spring, justices will hear the Trump administration's appeal of a lower court ruling that struck down the citizenship restrictions. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Amid political controversies and tensions as the Gaza peace plan unfolds, Israel's National Emergency Services operation, known as Magen David Adom, serves as an example of interfaith cooperation serving all religions. Troy Miller, president of the National Religious Broadcasters Association here in America, says MDA ambulance services in Israel are unique because of their caring staff members.
I think the best way to describe them is mission-oriented. And inside the organization, you find people of all faiths. You find the Jewish faith there. You find people of secular. You find Christians working and Muslims working, Druze, Bedouins, all working side by side for the same mission, and that's to really help people.
In addition to his leadership of the National Religious Broadcasters Association, Troy Miller also serves on the board of directors of American Friends of MDA. President Trump's advisors and Ukrainian officials say they'll meet for a third day of talks later today after making progress on finding agreement on a security framework for post-war Ukraine. The two sides also offered the sober assessment that any real progress toward any agreement ultimately will depend on Russia's readiness to show serious commitment to long-term peace. You'll find news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
With Progressive, you can reach customer service in the way that's easiest for you, by phone, app, or online. We know it would be great if we just magically appeared, but that's more of a genie thing, and we do insurance. But with us, you'd be like, well, it wasn't a genie, but it was great customer service, so that's nice. And sure, you probably would still like the whole three wishes thing, so if you meet a genie, you should definitely ask. But when you need us, contact Progressive by phone, app, or online. Just no genies. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Netflix has a deal with Warner Brothers Discovery, the legacy Hollywood giant behind Harry Potter and Friends, to buy its studio and streaming business for $72 billion.
The acquisition would bring two of the industry's biggest players in film and TV under one roof and would alter the entertainment industry landscape. Beyond its namesake television and motion picture division, Warner owns HBO Max and DC Studios, and Netflix is ubiquitous with on-demand content and has built its own production arm, releasing a variety of popular titles. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Federal Reserve's preferred measure of inflation slowed a bit in September, likely easing the way to a widely expected interest rate cut by the central bank next week. The data, which was delayed for 5 weeks by the government shutdown, shows that inflation was muted in September. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. An NCAA-backed effort to reshape college sport regulations has hit a bit of a wall in Congress.
House Republicans' plans to vote on a bill regulating college sports has been scrapped due to divisions within their caucus. There are bipartisan concerns over the influence that the SCORE Act would give the NCAA and its most powerful programs. The bill seemed to be on track for passage, but now sees its chances of passage at all in its current form dwindling. The NCAA and Division I conferences portray the legislation as codifying the rules created by the multi-billion-dollar lawsuit settlement that allows college players to be paid, providing clarity that supporters say is long needed. I'm guessing cool ball.
President Trump this week announcing plans to weaken strict gas mileage requirements for automakers set under former President Biden. The Trump administration said the previous rules were the reason new vehicles have become so expensive and that cutting them would drive down costs. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Eden Theater Company presents Once Upon a Christmas Night, an exciting, original, family-friendly show about the wonder of Christmas.
Join us at the David Marr Theater at 2200 Eureka Way, December 5th, 6th, and 7th at 7 p.m. Tickets are only $20. You may purchase them online at eventbrite.com. Simply search Eden Theater Company.
Enjoy beloved holiday classics such as...
Have Yourself
a merry little Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Maybe it's cold, maybe it's cold outside.
Don't miss Eden Theatre Company's Once Upon a Christmas Night on December 5th, 6th, and 7th at 7 p.m. at the David Marr Theatre at 2200 Eureka Way. Tickets are just $20 on Eventbrite.com. Search Eden Theatre Company Once Upon a Christmas Night or purchase your tickets at the door. It's an evening you won't forget.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Including you, Michael, yesterday. And my first response when we heard about the arrest while we were on the air here in the radio studio, and then later on we got more information, of course, which is how that happens. And the pictures came out, and we see it's a black guy, and the news media is already calling him a white man because they're self-loathing white people. The Democrat Party teaches self-loathing in many forms as an American, as a capitalist, as a man. Toxic masculinity as a white person, providing electricity and instantaneous global communications and organ transplants and things like that. But you're welcome. Pay no attention to that. Isn't it amazing? But they teach self-loathing. They teach white people to be self-loathing, children to be self-loathing, self-loathing Americans, self-loathing boys. They teach self-loathing. They're the left. They're mentally ill and violently, criminally insane so much of the time as well. But we do have updates on that, and Democrats, and we got idiot. Who's the idiot Democrat senator yesterday? We pulled something on him, too. We've got the idiot Democrat senator. And he had some wacky stuff, didn't he? I'm telling you. Speaking of Democrats, Luigi Mangione is due back in court today. Back in court. He's a Democrat. He assassinated a man for being a CEO of a health insurance company, and the Democrats have murder in their hearts. And they raise people to be psychopathic killers, and now they've turned in to be hate-filled lunatics. Now Luigi Mangione, he's a sex symbol. They want their daughters to just go to prison so they can hang out with him. The Democrat Party is mentally unstable, criminally insane, violently criminally insane. But never mind that. The headline from Town Hall, the good guys at Town Hall, the suspect in the J6 pipe bombing incident has been captured. Why the story could vanish soon. Why the story could vanish soon. And it's a great piece by Matt Vespa over at Town Hall. He's not named for the Italian scooter, you know, the scooters, the Vespas. But he is named for wasps in Italy. That's, you know, like white Anglo-Saxon Protestants in Italy. But Matt Vespa, good stuff. Why the story could vanish soon. Yeah, why would the story vanish soon, you might wonder. Well, Matt Vespa looked into it, and he figured it out, and he's correct, of course. It's, they wanted it to be a white supremacist, because they got all this stuff about whites. Can anybody name a white supremacist that's done anything? And they, you know what they, when you throw that one out, they say, some guy attacked Jewish people or something in Pennsylvania years ago. And, oh, really, Democrats murdered more people than that last weekend in Chicago. But never mind that. Amazing stuff. Also, another headline from Town Hall, and this one, interestingly enough, is also Matt Vespa, very busy yesterday. Dan Bongino wonders why the FBI seemingly stopped looking for the January 6th bomb suspect under Biden. That's a good thing that Dan Bongino should wonder, and in fact, you know, FBI, senior FBI people should be dragged out of their homes in shackles this morning after pre-dawn raids with network camera crews across the street, you know, like the Democrats did so many times under the Trump administration. But, yeah, I'd like to have a public hearing with green felt tablecloths and pitchers of water and yell at government officials. What is the matter with you people? How is it that the Trump FBI could figure this out in a matter of months? And for years and years, the Democrats sat around with their heads wedged into one another's dark and remote locations, doing a conga line, figuring out nothing, doing no law enforcement at all. Isn't that amazing? But Dan Bongino did wonder out loud last night. Said, hey, what are we, 5 years into this practically? Next month it'll be 5 years. Next month it'll be 5 years. And the Biden FBI and that crook, Christopher Wray, the FBI director, who was yelling in front of congressional committees that our biggest threat is white supremacists. They love this white supremacist thing. It's a sexual obsession, I think, with the Democrat Party. Very funky bunch. Very screwy. And we already played the soundbite once, but the radical left-wing extremists at Mediaite have the headline, CNN's Jake Tapper identifies pipe bomb suspect as, quote, white man, end quote, before airing photo showing the black man who has been arrested. But they're just racists. They really are. And then the left-wingers at Mediaite with WTF in quotation marks and with a question mark. That means what the heck. It's an abbreviation for what the heck. It's a WTF. MAGA pounces on CNN's Jake Tapper for misidentifying J6 pipe bomb suspect as white. Well, it's not like a if they misgendered him, then the Democrats would be firebombing Jewish governor's mansions or something over it. But aren't they crazy? They MAGA pounces. They always pounce. They don't point out the factual inaccuracies, the journalistic idiocy. Now, the MAGA, and it's always MAGA, it's not one person online, pounces. First of all, he should be pounced upon for being a lazy, stupid racist who has, he's fallen into the self-loathing Caucasian trap of the Democrat Party. But he's happy to do it because he's a long-time Democrat, of course, Jake Tapper, former Democrat Capitol Hill staffer. He worked for a Democrat woman in the House of Representatives. Her husband went to prison for corruption, but that's okay. And her son married Chelsea Clinton because it's all a circle fest and a hot tub. But there, wait, MAGA pounces? That's the headline? You guys should pounce on your fake journalists for being hacks, self-loathing white people, Democrats. Isn't that great? And again, back to the Democrats. Luigi Mangione trial. Focus turns to backpack on one-year anniversary of UnitedHealthcare CEO murder. 911 call revealed. And actually, the 911 call is great. A McDonald's manager, the young woman, who sounds very clear and bright and cogent, and she called 911 and said, hey, my customers are coming up to me saying that this guy who's hovering back by the men's room looks an awful lot like the guy that the police are looking for in that CEO shooting. And the manager of the McDonald's, just wonderful. She was wonderful. We have some audio from the 911 call. And she should get a raise, a promotion. If I were the king of McDonald's, I'd find this manager lady, and I'd give her a giant promotion. I really liked her clarity. She's wonderful. Isn't that great? And Democrats, more Democrats everywhere you look. How a D.C. charter school, they have charter schools. Most of the students can't find the charter schools. But how a D.C. charter school is paying students to fight absenteeism. And that's NBC Washington Network News people. And they are paying students in Washington, D.C. up to $2,000 to show up. Because that's good training. And then are the students pressing guns to the heads of the school administrators? Well, we'll get to that, because got to pay them to show up. Isn't that great? President Trump today may receive the Peace Prize. May receive the Peace Prize, not the Nobel Peace Prize, but the soccer playing Peace Prize. They're giving out their own FIFA. You know, FIFA. It's a football league of some kind, but it's not football. It's soccer. You know, they wear shorts and kick the ball. That's great. But FIFA, now the International Soccer League, FIFA Peace Prize, colon. Oh, there's something fitting about that. What is it, and why is Donald Trump expected to win? CNN very upset about. They don't want Donald Trump to win a Peace Prize. They want everyone to die around the world, because, you know, that's just the kind of people that they're. Aren't they amazing? And I should point out that today is day two of our annual, what is it, Michael? Our Fisher House Radiothon. 3FA, you have like a marathon and a Jerry Lewis-thon, we have our annual Fisher House Radiothon. It's on the radio, and it's a thon. It goes on and on. So we've got that today. We'll be talking to great people associated with Fisher House, the wonderful Fisher House. So we've got that that going for us. Isn't that great? Yes, it is. Wah, wah, wah. And you know what? Let's, Michael, we don't have a ton of time, but let's go to Tony on the telephones, calling from Bethesda, Maryland. Anthony, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Very well, Tony. What do you say? What do you know?
Well, I know that you sound much better.
Oh, do I?
Better living through pharmaceuticals.
That's right. Big Pharma is king. I love Big Pharma.
Yeah, I got to tell you, yesterday and today, a lot more energy than Wednesday. I felt bad for you.
Oh, really? I didn't even notice. I just, I honestly didn't even notice. I'm doing some antibiotics, though, and they work real good.
Well, we're happy for you, and we appreciate what you do, and I'm honored to be placed inside the most important town square in the country. And I wanted to talk to you for a moment about something that my company is doing, mostly because of our work with the Fisher House through WMAL over the last 5 years or so.
No kidding.
I'd say we raised about $30,000 during that time with donations and fundraisers. But last year, you probably know this, the Fisher House celebrated their 100th Fisher House opening in Chicago, Illinois. And for some reason, they invited me to attend the gala ceremony that they had in the Washington Cathedral.
Wow.
And I was fortunate enough to sit with Bruce and Chrissy Phillips. Bruce is the director of operations for the Fisher House. And we also had Rear Admiral Tankeo from the joint staff at our table, and some people who had benefited from the Fisher House. And it was an incredibly moving experience. And I thought to myself and my wonderful wife, Sharon, and I said to her when we were leaving, you know, we got to take advantage of this incredible ceremony, this incredible event. And really what we wanted to do was give back. So I thought I have to come up with some idea. And I actually came up with a good idea. It's the second one I've ever had in my life. The first one, of course, proposing to Sharon.
Sharon, yes.
And what we decided to do is we are starting a program where we're tying a celebration of the 250th birthday of the country to a Fisher House fundraiser. And I'm asking, questioning, cajoling friends, family, and professional acquaintances to donate $250. And if we reach our goal of 250 for 250, we will raise over $60,000 for the Fisher House.
Very nice.
And Chris?
Yeah, I've, boy, if I run out the clock on you, Tony, I'm so sorry. I look forward to buying you a beer and sharing a glass of wine in the near future.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now, there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Build your team. Build it sooner.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime.
Our entry-level data plans start at just $20 a month. And for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax, I like it too.
Newsmax has been terrific.
President Trump is right. Millions like you are tuning into Newsmax. You're watching Newsmax on cable. You're going to our streaming channel, Newsmax 2. And you're downloading our free Newsmax app on your smartphones and TVs. Reuters Institute says we're now one of the top news brands in the nation. Every night, watch great shows with Rob Schmidt, Carl Higbee, Rob Finnerty, and more, as they expose the big media lies, the Washington swamp, and they're never afraid to talk about faith, freedom, and the values that made us great. Find out why Newsmax is the fastest-growing news channel in America. Make the switch today and join our news revolution. Get Newsmax on cable, on streaming, and download the free app today. It takes just seconds to start. Let President Trump know you stand with Newsmax. It's for real news, for real people. Make the switch today.
While serving in Vietnam, a grenade took my ability to see. Today, I'm a sculptor. Now, my fingers are my eyes. I'm Michael Naranjo. As a veteran, I know the challenges of life can be great. In my art, turning a lump of clay into something beautiful, that is worth doing. Life is like that. We each must use what we can to make things better.
DAV helps veterans like Michael get the benefits they've earned. They help more than 1 million veterans every year in life-changing ways.
Now, I show others how they can create something with their own hands. I know it can do a lot of good. With support from DAV, more veterans can shape their lives into a thing of beauty. My victory is bringing beauty into the world.
Michael Naranjo, may your victories inspire many more. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
We've got trade wars, rising costs, global chaos, and a skyrocketing national debt. It's no wonder gold keeps hitting record highs. With everything going on in the world, thousands of hardworking Americans are looking to help diversify their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And they're turning to the top-rated gold company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you could get an unlimited instant match and bonus silver if you qualify. Find out how you can diversify your savings tax and penalty-free today. Call 855-969-GOLD. That's 855-969-GOLD.
Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
It's RSV season. Is your baby protected?
RSV is the number one cause of hospitalization in all infants. Protect your baby from severe RSV with an immunization.
I think he's having trouble breathing.
A vaccine during pregnancy or preventive antibody is now available. Help prevent RSV before it happens. Learn more by visiting lung.org/RSV.
Furnished by the American Lung Association.
I'll tell you one thing. I didn't even know my voice was sounding poorly yesterday. I guess I felt a little scratchy or something. My doctor, he looked in my nose with one of those things, you know, it's got a pointy plastic thing on it and a light. He looked in there and he said, "Oh." I said, "Oh, well, you got that. That's it." "Then you have a sinus infection." I said, "I don't get sinus infections. Girls get sinus infections." "Men don't get sinus infections." I've been flying and, Thanksgiving, a lot of kids around. Kids are like petri dishes, aren't they? Got all kinds of stuff going on in there. Yeah, but sinus didn't feel too terribly bad. Fine, but I did want to have things to share. Because today is our Fisher House Radiothon. It's day two of 2 days of the Fisher House Radiothon here on the Chris Plant Show. And lots of money raised yesterday. Lots of money raised yesterday and more to go today because you can still contribute because it's such a great organization. And the phone number to make a contribution is 888-294-8560, 888-294-8560 to make a generous contribution. And as I said yesterday, any billionaire out there who gives $1 million today to Fisher House, I'm going to buy you dinner at our favorite neighborhood restaurant, me and my best girl. We'll get our favorite high top table and have a nice long dinner. We'll while away the hours. It'll be wonderful. But 888-294-8560. I do want to say that this morning already, we got a $1,500 donation, $1,500 donation from James Powell in Chicago. James Powell in Chicago. And James Powell, thank you, James Powell, for your generous contribution to Fisher House. Wonderful. From Chicago, Illinois, where you might listen to me on WLS Radio. WLS Radio, which is, of course, a giant radio station when I was a kid. And it still is. Just got a $1,500 donation from James Powell. He says, it's in honor of Chris's father, Jules Ortegue. That's true. My father, Jules Ortegue, who was a Hellcat pilot. That's true, too, in World War II, the big one. And Robert Powell, a B-24 pilot in World War II. Also, happy birthday to Chris, he says.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us December 3rd through December 5th as we broadcast live from Las Vegas, where we take a look behind the scenes and interview some of the top names in rodeo in America.
It's the National Finals Rodeo, or NFR. Tune in, listen in, and follow us on Facebook Live and on KCNR1460.com.
Free Fire Radio and all of us from the KCNR studios want to thank our special sponsor for making it possible to take our show live on the road from Las Vegas.
We'll be reporting from the Thomas and Mack Center and from South Point Arena where the action happens.
Many thanks to our sponsors.
Redding Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino,
Shasta Regional Medical Center, the Redding Chamber of Commerce,
Jones Ford, and Wonderland Signs.
Join us December 3rd through the 5th as we broadcast live from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo.
Redding Kia is celebrating this season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Redding Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Redding Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at reddingkia.com.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. And the pace, whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi friends, RC here with Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, Rare Pink, Happy Ending. Extremely limited and rare, this is a perfecto in every sense of the word. A spicy Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, a Dominican binder, and luscious Nicaraguan Dominican filler offer up notes of oak, leather, cocoa, and spice. Proceeds from the sale of this cigar benefit breast cancer research. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Celebrate the holiday season at Reading Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Reading, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
War II, presumably in Europe, in Western Europe. And James, I rushed through this a little bit, wanted to be more polite, says, also, happy birthday to Chris. Now, technically, today is not my birthday. A week from today, next Friday, is my birthday. I don't celebrate him like a five-year-old, but, you know, but try to go out and have some fun, especially when it's on a Friday and all that. So we got that going for us. And thank you again, James Powell in Chicago. Very thoughtful, very generous. Now, let's go back to the telephones, and let's go to Mike, calling from Gainesville, Virginia. Michael, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Well, happy Friday morning, Chris Plant.
Thank you, Mike.
You know, I got a problem with this whole coal charges issue, where he's being charged with having explosives. Both of the charges involve the explosives actually being dangerous, and the FBI goes back and forth on whether there was enough explosive material in these fake bombs to actually be explosive in the first place. So it seems to me they're charging him with the wrong thing. They could have charged him with terrorism, but they didn't do that. So we should have some sort of legal analysis of what's going on here. Could they possibly be messing this case up on purpose just to run out the statute of limitations on the true culprit?
Why do you think the Cash Patel FBI and the Pam Bondi Justice Department would want to do that?
I don't know who's pulling the strings, but there's something strange going on with this entire FedSurrection case, and this doesn't make any sense that they wouldn't call him a terrorist. Whether the bombs were real or not, he would still be a terrorist. But they're not charging him as a terrorist. They're making it dependent on these explosives actually having explosive capability.
They initially said, I believe that they called the two devices functional, didn't they, around the time of the incident itself, and they assured us, oh, no, these are bombs that could work. And then we heard that they were sloppily made, shoddily made, and we've heard mixed reviews, I think, of the potential effectiveness of the bombs. And they said, and Kamala Harris was within 20 feet of one of them, and someone, oh, no, what about Kamala? She walked by something that didn't blow up once. And we're supposed to be traumatized by that. But what do you think in the macro? Because I sense your skepticism. I'll just call it skepticism, not cynicism. But what is underlying your skepticism, Michael?
Well, somebody's telling people they want this to go away as best they can and run out the statute of limitations, so Shawnee Kirkhoff cannot be charged with planting the bombs. But it's just a strange mistake to be making. On you've had 4 years knowing you're searching for a terrorist, and when you finally supposedly catch him, you don't charge him with terrorism.
Yeah, I noticed that too. I certainly did. And the now, I mean, you can add charges later. Sometimes, you know, it's been known to happen in the past. They'd arrest somebody and have almost placeholder charges. So it's official. You're under arrest. You've been charged with crimes. And now we're looking, and Dan Bongino did say last night that this is, and it struck me as being a little odd, actually, that this is an ongoing investigation, and it was Dan or somebody else who said, we're early on in the investigation. Now, we're 5 years into the investigation, and we're were 9 months, I think, into the Trump administration and Pam Bondi Justice Department and Cash Patel FBI investigation when they actually decided to investigate to look into it. But this whole case has smelled bad from the very beginning, hasn't it, Mike?
From the very beginning, yes. And Chief Sun says that the amount of powder supposedly in these bombs was not enough for the dogs to alert on them if they tried to sniff for bombs in the first place. So that's not enough to make an explosive.
Yeah. Chief Sund, Steve Sund, who is a great guy and a great American, he was the chief of the U.S. Capitol Police on the day of the dust-up, the mostly peaceful gathering on Capitol Hill on the famous January 6th that the Democrats have tried to turn into Pearl Harbor. And now, what is it, you know, and when you say, you threw it out there, Shawnee Kirkhoff, that is the woman that was named in the... But the Breitbart reporting, correct? And it was an adjunct, actually, the Breitbart reporting.
Please.
Yeah, U.S. Capitol Police woman, who was named by, on the internet at least, and she's denied any, but you think that there may be more there than meets the eye.
Yeah, whoever made the bombs isn't necessarily the person that planted the bombs, whether they were fake bombs, real bombs. The planter and the faker and the maker are not all the same thing, and we're just stumbling our way to the end of the statute of limitations on this is what it looks like to me.
Do you know when the statute of limitations, is it a five-year statute on this?
Yeah, I think it is, January 7th.
Interesting.
2026.
Well, and once someone has been charged, now I think Brian Cole, who's a black man, I think that he is stuck with the charges regardless, and that...
He's going to beat him.
Say again?
He's going to beat those charges because they're based on the explosives being active, which they aren't. So they've given him the wrong charges. If they hit him with terrorism, then he would have to face a real charge that he might lose on. But in court, these explosive charges don't work. And I think that's not accidental.
Very interesting. Very interesting. And so you probably have lost faith in the FBI and the Justice Department over the course of the last 5 or 8 years. I mean, you could start with Barack Obama and his abuses of power, like right out of the third world, and Joe Biden, who had no idea what was going on, but all the lefties around him abusing the powers from the auto pen and the pardons and the commutations to using every government agency under the sun against Republicans and against their political enemies. But your confidence was not restored with the incoming second Trump administration and with Cash Patel at the FBI and Dan Bongino?
Not as yet. I'm still hopeful that they'll turn the corner and tell us this was all some sort of sting operation. But right now, why is Christopher Wray not up on Capitol Hill testifying as to why he was fooled for 3.5, 4 years on this?
Yeah.
And being, you know, he was lying to Congress about what he did and didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah, he was warning us about white supremacists. And on MSNBC, they were saying the FBI is looking for a white man. And then they captured a black man yesterday, and CNN said they captured a white man. The Democrat Party, the party of the plantation and the Confederate States of America and the KKK, they're really an awful bunch of horrible racist people, and they teach racial self-loathing now, and Jake Tapper is, he's fallen prey to that. Pretty amazing stuff. Well, Michael, I guess all I can say is that, like the old newsroom thing, only time will tell. And we've got to see where this goes and how it comes out, whether additional charges. I certainly thought terrorism would be a very appropriate charge, and I was surprised myself, as you were, Michael, that that terrorism was not one of the charges being filed against Brian Cole, who is a black man.
Or obstructing an official proceeding, you know, by planting bombs. But none of these charges, they could throw the book at him. 20 charges, 30 charges, but they come up with the two weakest charges they could come up with. It's very strange what Bondi is doing.
Wow. All right. Well, I like your skepticism. I genuinely do, and I'm glad that you called in with it. And I tell you what, Michael, I hope that you'll call back in as this unfolds before our very eyes, and that we see what happened here. But I'd love to follow up with you once this ball of string is unwound.
Hate to say I'm looking forward to it.
All right, Mike, thanks. That's great stuff. And I got to tell you, this is where we are as a country, and it's a terrible place that we are as a country, but it is where we are as a country. And I, as you might imagine, blame the Democratic Party for this. And Brian Cole, who apparently has been involved, he worked part-time, now living in his mom's house with siblings. And we called that yesterday. I think I called that on the air, but I'm not sure. Did I? Said it looks like the house, 30 years old. Looks like an interesting, different kind of house for a 30-year-old. Maybe he's living with mom. And we talked to mom and may have said mom and dad. Dad runs a bail bond. His dad is a bail bondsman, so he runs bail bond operation. And his son, Brian Cole, works part-time a few hours a day for his father, bail bonds operation, right? Which is, you know, perfectly honest work and everything, of course. But Brian Cole worked part-time and then went home to his mom's house and sat around. I don't know if he was in the basement playing video games or what. But his neighbors say that he is a weirdo who never talked to anybody. They didn't say weirdo. They said not very social. And he walked, I think it's a Chihuahua, which is a microwavable dog. And your dog should not fit into a microwave. He'd be out walking at sometimes 2 in the morning with a Chihuahua. Chihuahua! It's not just a state in Mexico, a province in Mexico. It's also a funny-looking cartoon of a dog. I know some people own Chihuahuas, but it shouldn't fit in a microwave. All right, we've got audio on this because there's a lot of crazy talk flying around. And let me, where are we beginning with this? We've got... Sure, of course. Pam Bondi, the Attorney General of the United States, held a press conference yesterday, and she got the ball rolling. And one of the big questions is, why is it that these guys could walk in, and a few months later, they've got somebody in custody? And for 4 years, the all-important pipe bombers at the political terrorism, the DNC headquarters, Kamala Harris was nearby. She could have been blowed up, and the RNC headquarters, political terrorism, and it was hours before January 6th, and we got the videos of the guy in the hoodie, and the media told us it's a white man, probably a supremacist of some kind, who's going to be arrested, and he thinks that just because you have electricity and global communications and satellites and heart transplants and big pharma and stuff, that there's some kind of white supremacy thing going on. I know. But here's Pam Bondi.
Today's arrest happened because the Trump administration has made this case a priority. That evidence has been sitting there collecting dust. This wasn't a new tip. It wasn't some new evidence. It was the hard work of President Trump's administration.
No new evidence. No new tip. Meaning all this stuff had been sitting in the Justice Department and an FBI file cabinets for 4 years with nobody cracking the case. And then these guys come in a matter of months later. And honestly, you know what I don't see in this? I don't see anybody denying vociferously that what's that rectum of a lawyer that defends all the race cases? Ben Crump. Where's Ben Crump in front of the microphones ranting and raving about the racists at the Justice Department? And Trump is a racist. And there are no denials. And when there are no denials all these hours later, all the media in front of the House in Virginia and so on, there are no denials. And I've got to say, Mike made some very important points, and millions agree very much with what Mike had to say here just a few minutes ago.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show. Thanks for calling The Chris Plant Show. We're in a break right now, but we'll get to your calls shortly. Thanks for holding, and thanks for listening to The Chris Plant Show. Thanks for calling The Chris Plant Show. We're in a break right now, but we'll get to your calls shortly. Thanks for holding, and thanks for listening to The Chris Plant Show. Thanks for calling The Chris Plant Show. We're in a break right now, but we'll get to your calls shortly. Thanks for holding, and thanks for listening to The Chris Plant Show. Thanks for calling The Chris Plant Show. We're in a break right now, but we'll get to your calls shortly. Thanks for holding, and thanks for listening to The Chris Plant Show. Thanks for calling The Chris Plant Show. We're in a break right now, but we'll get to your calls shortly. Thanks for holding, and thanks for listening to The Chris Plant Show. Thanks for calling The Chris Plant Show. We're in a break right now, but we'll get to your calls shortly. Thanks for holding, and thanks for listening to The Chris Plant Show. Thanks for calling The Chris Plant Show. We're in a break right now, but we'll get to your calls shortly. Thanks for holding, and thanks for listening to The Chris Plant Show. Thanks for calling The Chris Plant Show. We're in a break right now, but we'll get to your calls shortly. Thanks for holding, and thanks for listening to The Chris Plant Show. Thanks for calling The Chris Plant Show. We're in a break right now, but we'll get to your calls shortly. Thanks for holding, and thanks for listening to The Chris Plant Show.
And today is Fisher House Radiothon Day, day two of two. And that means on the line we have a great Fisher House guest. Let's go to J.P. Lane. J.P. Lane calling in now. J.P., thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Now, tell me about your experiences with the great people at Fisher House.
Oh my goodness, where to start? Literally, the Fisher House family has always been there and watched over me when I was in therapy and stuff. It was literally like a home away from home for me.
What were you in therapy for?
So I was blown up by a 200-pound IED in Afghanistan in 2011 and lost both my legs. my left femur snapped in half, my pelvis snapped in half, my spine dislocated from my pelvis, and my right arm snapped in half, and the list actually goes on and on and on. But after that IED blast, they eventually brought me to Bamsey here in San Antonio, Texas, mm-hmm. and that's when I would start my recovery.
Wow. And Fisher House, what did Fisher House do all around?
So the first time they brought me over to the Fisher House, I was like, okay, this is a nice place. This is where I'm going to be staying while I go through my therapy. But little did I know what that place would actually be for me, because honestly, when my I was in the hospital for almost a year. So my family and friends, they eventually, obviously, they couldn't stick around that whole time, and they had to go back to their jobs and their normal life and everything like that. So I was by myself. I had split with my ex-wife, and I was literally doing therapy by myself, and I would watch other family members, like other families of other warriors, mm-hmm. have everybody that they had there in the Fisher House. So they would be enjoying time still, even though, yes, it was painful for them through their therapy time as well. But I would see them at least have their kids and their spouses and family members, and I was by myself. Well, the Fisher House staff figured that out and, like, realized that I was literally by myself and not having anyone to kind of give me joy and motivation.
Uh-huh.
So every day after therapy, I would come back to the Fisher House, and they would invite me, like, immediately, like, hey, you want to play cards? You want to do, we have a game night. We have, dinner tonight at such and such time. And they just always invite me to do baking and different things in the kitchen. And it was just mind blowing that it's like, we're used to when you go to a hotel, it's like, you go to your room and you leave, and you go to your room and you leave. That's what I thought it was going to be at right. the Fisher House.
Right.
And it turned into a family that actually cared. And it meant a lot to me, because there was a lady by the name of Denise. She would always be that joy and that light mm-hmm. for me. And little did she know that that guy wanted to take his life.
Wow. Wow. You buried the lead a little bit there, JP. That's very, very powerful stuff. I thank you for that. Listen, we have, so far, our great listeners have contributed $184,522. 888-294-8560.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.